last time on the Don and Mike Show.
From King of Queens, here's Kevin James and Leo Remini.
Hey, Kevin, how about that big Askus show they had for Leo on the E! Channel?
It was like, oh, I lost this TV show, and now I'm on my treadmill.
Shut up!
Shut up, he says.
It was a nice half-hour commercial.
It's a celebrity profile.
But those things you want to get into, like, and then she turns to weed.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
Turn the radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife.
You can get it.
That's right.
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
On your radio.
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Tallahassee, Florida. Please welcome, and his car has a great chassis, Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Frankly, I'm shocked Bill is here today.
Why?
Well, he was under treatment. He had a bad case of sex cheese. They had to fly in a specialist all the way from Tallahassee.
Sex cheese.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Doritos and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're sick and tired of hearing about Bush.
Well, they wouldn't mind seeing some.
It's Trip Trivia Day on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, syndicated nationally.
Oh, yeah.
Via the auspices of Westwood One. Don't laugh. They own the equipment. And it's a new episode coming at you on Friday, November 17th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. That is your hotline to the hits. What can I say?
Welcome to my world.
Yes, welcome to our world.
Won't you come on in?
This is it. We're down to 3-on-3. Jesus.
Miracle.
17 people had called up and said they were coming.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We're down to 6 for Strip Trivia.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
6.
Step into my heart.
We need to change the system.
Leave your cares behind.
We should all immediately go to Tallahassee, Florida. What can I say? We'll do it with 6. It's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
6-on-6.
Sick. No, it's 3-on-3.
3-on-3.
3-on-3 for Strip Trivia.
Holy mackerel.
Our doors are open.
Oh, that's just unacceptable.
You know, as a matter of fact, frankly, I don't care that 3 of the guys decided not to show up.
No, that's an easy, you know, solution.
But for any girls within the sound of our voice and within the sound of the gigantic CBS broadcast center on Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, I will promise you,
a crisp $100 bill.
Very good.
Simply for coming down to play the game today, because the lineup for Strip Trivia now looks like this. Donna.
Donna.
Who looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Of course.
Alexis, who looks like Meg Ryan.
All right.
Jane, who looks like Suzanne Summers. And for the guys, Dan, who looks like Luke Skywalker. Don, who looks like Christopher Reeve as he is today.
Yes.
And David, who looks like the orderly on ER.
Wow.
That's all the lineup we got for you today.
Fantastic. Well, this is a first. It's never been this kind of a drop-off.
No. I mean, we had, I don't know how many broils out there, 17 cancellations.
Unbelievable.
For Strip Trivia.
And people don't take it seriously enough.
I can't think that the fault is with us, but he says that at least half the people said that they didn't understand what they were getting into.
Right.
Oh, bull.
Yeah, right. What a lie.
Bull ass. So, listen, phone lines are open, but most importantly, just, you know, get in your cunnymobiles and come on down.
Yes, you know, for today's show, we will accept walk-ins.
We'll, you know, we'll do it 3-on-3.
Sure.
We'll make it happen.
It'll be fine.
You know, strip trivia is always fun, but it's more fun with more people.
Well, this is the last one of the year.
Yes, it is.
It's a major award.
Fragile.
Fragile.
3-on-3.
Wow.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Wow, that's truly amazing.
That's bad. I'd like the phone numbers of some of the people who said they would play and then canceled out.
I think that's appropriate.
I'd like to call some of those people and get some retribution.
Yes, I don't think it can be taken that lightly. We won't be ignored, Dan.
Get some payback. Jesus Christ. I mean, all across America. Do you realize when we announce the couple days before we do strip trivia that the sales of hand cream go up in this country?
Oh, absolutely.
By leaps and bounds. I mean, if you want a stock market tip, you know, buy Vaseline stock
at Jergens
3 days before we play strip trivia.
If you go to any drugstore within a 10-mile radius of the station, they're out of Spankies.
Yeah, and furthermore, beach towels.
That's really amazing. I am really shocked.
The concession on beach towels and hand lotion and Vaseline,
nice.
We got guys all over America who have planned their entire schedules around laying in front of the radio today
and
naked.
And enjoying an afternoon of strip trivia.
Okay, listen, we'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. We can do the 3-on-3.
Sure. We'll pull it together.
But what we'd like to do, like, you know, what we were going to do before, like 10-on-5.
Yeah, it's going to be bigger than 3-on-3, and it's not a problem, because listen, if there's anything about this show is the little engine that could.
Oh, absolutely. It will always work.
Things on this show never go right. Never. I would be amazed if one time we came in and just had one show where everything we had planned actually happened.
Absolutely.
It never happens, but that's the beauty of this show.
Uh-huh.
And because we're pros, look it up in the book.
That's what we do. Whenever tired.
Most times, you know, the mistakes are immediately wax on, right. Wax off.
That's the truth.
Wax on, wax off.
Easily rubbed out.
Covered so smoothly, you never even know the faux pas exists.
It is seamless. It is a seamless presentation.
However, we stand before you today.
But we're public. We're quite public with our problems.
We're bare today. We're naked.
Mm-hmm.
We're nude.
We're exposed.
In front of you today.
Mm-hmm. We're at your mercy.
Look at us. Look at our genitals. Look at them. Stare at them. Take pity on them.
We are throwing ourselves on the mercy of the court.
3-on-3. I mean, we're going to do it because we said we'll do it. But Jesus, the prize, you know, the astronaut.
Yeah, trip down to Orlando. Lunch with the astronauts.
Lunch with the astronauts. Okay, we'll make it happen.
Yep.
What the hell? Let's get right to it. Listen, also on today's show, famous wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page. He will be by momentarily.
Very good.
And we will be talking to him on the show. I have a question for Charlie. There you go, for Diamond Dallas Page. A question for Charlie Stossel, our movie man. First, I'd like to know what the hell he's thinking that he came in yesterday, the day before yesterday, and gave the Grinch movie 4 stars.
Loved he it. Gave it one of his biggest raves since Contact.
At, like a perfect rating. He gave it 4 stars.
Right.
Everything I read today, and listen, I don't believe what I read in the newspaper. I've said that all along, that, you know, you go to the theater and you make your own decision. However, when it's unanimous
when it's the Washington Post, the LA Times, the New York Times, the New York Post, USA Today, which is, you know, as close to not being a newspaper as you can be with actually being a newspaper.
Right. They slam it, too.
Yeah. When they all hate the Grinch movie.
Yeah, they do.
Then I got to wonder, and I was talking with Frida today, and she says, you know what movie I want to see this weekend? I said, what? The Grinch? I don't want to see the Grinch. She said, no, I want to go see the Ben Affleck movie. And I said,
You got any gum?
I said, Ben Affleck's got a movie. And she says, yes. And I said, oh, no, he doesn't. Charlie Stossel was on the show this week. And she says, no, look right here on the front page of the style section. It's Ben Affleck and it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
There it is.
And I want to see them in this movie because they were lovers in real life. And
this
now they're...
This is about a salesman. This is a romantic... I don't know if it's a romantic comedy. Is it a romantic comedy?
I don't know anything about it. I mean, and frankly, I don't give a crap. The name of the movie is Bounce.
Bounce, right.
Bounce like a fabric softener.
Right.
But Stossel didn't even bother to mention it on Wednesday.
Well, he mentioned the Rugrats movie.
Yes, he did. And that one he gave... Was it two and a half?
Two porcelain dolls.
Porcelain dolls.
But he gave four to this Grinch, and I've seen the trailers for this Grinch. I first started talking about the Grinch when I took my daughter, I think, to one of those Pokemon. No, it wasn't. It was the Chicken Run movie.
Ah.
And the trailer came on for the Grinch, and my three-year-old is still freaked out to the extent where I would never take her because she's just freaked out, and she doesn't spook easily. She really doesn't. And this movie... Every trailer and every clip that I've seen for The Grinch is the same. There's a word in this review in USA Today. Charmless. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like they've got a lot of the crazy shootouts and the explosions, but it doesn't look like it's true to the original story, which was a little nice.
Oh. I gave it 4 stars. This is my highest rating. This is the best movie. This is a blockbuster. And I remember the quote, "This will be the new Home Alone."
That's right. That's what he said.
Yeah. From Charlie Stossel, our movie man.
Charlie. Well, now, it might do very well. I think it's going to do very well because people are ready for a Christmas
movie. I'm sure that the movie will make tons of money this weekend because Jim Carrey's got lots of fans and lots of parents will take the kids to see it. But, you know, if the reviews are right, then the word of mouth is going to kill the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Okay. The Grinch.
Thank you.
I wish sometimes we had a direct hotline to Charlie Stossel.
Just call 1-877-DOLL-MAN. There's a Ben Affleck movie, but I thought about it. I read the after Frida showed me the thing in the paper, and I thought, you know, gee, we got a guy who's coming on the show to review movies. How does he miss, like, the third biggest movie of the weekend?
He never talked about it.
Prison Mail. I think he got distracted by the Prison Mail.
And that's are you going to go see that one? It's a classic. It looks like a classic chick flick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. My choice would be, you know, we're a house divided.
I know what your choice would be.
Yeah, Bar wants to see the Grinch movie this weekend.
Right.
Frida wants to see the dumb Ben Affleck movie, and I want to go see the Arnold movie. So I made the suggestion that perhaps tomorrow night we could go to the movies as a family
and split up,
yet we could each go into our own separate theater, and that did not meet with great approval. Huh.
You have an easy solution. Just clone yourself. Make an evil clone. Send it to the movie with Frida.
Yeah.
I think. Do you think you'll end up... it would seem that The Grinch would be the compromise movie.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Something tells me I'm going to be doing the Affleck thing. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, hotline. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hola.
I don't want to see The Grinch.
You don't? Well, what do you want to see?
Little Nicky or the Arnold movie.
Oh, all right, dear. So you vote for the Arnold movie.
Or, if I can, the Adam Sandler movie.
I would be up for that.
Sure.
I would be up for that. Okay, good.
Okay.
Then Mom's outvoted, then.
Yeah, Mom's outvoted.
Then tell Mom that the movie we're going to see is Little Nicky.
We're going to see Little Nicky.
Or the Arnold movie.
But don't forget, I have a friend coming to the beach.
Well, who is it, Joey?
Yeah.
Oh, Joey's vote doesn't count, though. He's not an official family member.
Yeah.
Ask Mom.
Yeah, because it does, because he has to see the movie, too, though.
No. Listen, he's...
kind of Joey and I control the vote.
No. He's our guest. You ask Mom which she would rather see, the Adam Sandler movie or the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Would you rather see Little Nicky or Arnold?
I might stay home and cook.
She will stay home and cook.
She will stay home and cook. All right. That's fine. Then you and your friend and I will go see the Arnold movie.
No, Little Nicky.
No, no. See, when it comes down to a tiebreaker, it's...
2-1
No.
I'm astounded.
2-1
I'm absolutely astounded. You were singing the praises of Adam Sandler like nobody I've ever heard.
I do want to see Little Nicky. But frankly...
Well, you don't show it.
I've seen Arnold...
You don't show it.
I've seen Arnold on television for the last 3 days being interviewed about this movie. And I'm really psyched up to see it. I saw him on The View today. And he's just... He's such an idiot.
Yeah, you were watching The View?
Yeah. Well, did you want to cast any aspersions on that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Not now. Yeah. Later.
Later. Yeah, later.
When I get home.
All right, bud. Well, listen, if ever there is a tie-breaking procedure between you and I, the first option would be, who's paying for the movie?
Yes, and if Joanne and I pay for our tickets.
Okay, then the second option would be, who's driving to the movie?
And if Joanne and I take the bus...
Take the bus.
Or a limo.
You're not going to...
Or a limo.
You are not... You are not renting another limo. You're not. Hello? Goodbye.
He's all gone.
Right. That was a one-time thing. You know, we had that discussion...
It looks like it'll be Little Nicky this weekend.
Yeah. We had the discussion in the carpool today. I started the discussion about what we should get for Christmas. And here's what my kid came up with. He says... He wants some Tupac CD, and then he wants, I don't know, some other CD, Bush, I think. And then beyond that, all he wants is money.
And I cash?
Yeah, I said, well, why don't you just tell Mom and I, you know, what's on your Christmas list? Because if you're just going to get money, you're going to go buy something yourself. And the whole point of this is he wants money so he can rent limos more.
Attaboy.
You know, but no.
Oh, sorry about that.
He rented the limo the one time because...
He liked the experience.
Because it was homecoming.
Special occasion.
That's right, just special occasions. Remember.
You know, if he really, like, pooled his resources, I guess, like, a couple of days a year, he could go to school in his limo.
Boy.
He'd like that.
And I know you're listening right now, the mom's got the radio, and listen, boy, you're only 15, okay? No more limos. No more limos. And he even checked out the jacuzzi limo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the real big one? Yeah.
That's like the Navigator?
I don't know if it's a Navigator one, but he was telling me that he did some research on the web where they've got a limo. I only know about it because I saw it in a Phil Collins video about 10 years ago where there's an actual jacuzzi in the back of it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's just what a 15-year-old needs, especially when I just got done reading all of these articles about how teenagers don't consider oral sex to be sex.
Frightening.
Yeah.
It's making out.
You know, all I want to know is... Where were these girls when I was in high school? I didn't know one of them.
So do you think, would you let them have a limo for the prom coming up in the spring?
I don't see why not. That's also
all right.
A special occasion.
But he wants to use it more frequently, like trips to the mall? And...
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
He loved it. So the answer there is no. And Jesus Christ, oral sex is not sex.
Where did this develop? Where did this come from?
I don't know. It was all over the newspapers.
No, I know. I've heard of the same thing, but I'm talking about when did this trend? I mean, what, you know, what...
I was born 40 years too early.
It's pretty amazing.
That's all I can say.
My goodness.
Jesus Christ. And apparently, the girls that I'm reading about in these articles...
They're naughty girls.
Well, they love it.
Actually, the girls who do it are not considered as naughty as the girls who have regular intercourse. It's considered a nice thing, a nice way to keep your guy. And it's considered no
I'm
more...
I'm going to come over there and smack you in a second.
It's considered a...
I'll tell you right now, the way you're arguing this point, I'm going to come over there, counselor.
I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you what the survey says.
Survey says...
This is the way joyously, you know. You'd be a good prosecutor. Or you'd be a good defender of that.
I'd love
that.
Well,
these are good girls, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
I can personally guarantee this did not exist in Madison High School class of 89.
There you go.
Tell you, it's, so it's really, really recent.
It is recent.
And certainly not when I graduated either.
Jesus Christ.
Not even for money. I mean, I'm
a joke. When I was in high school, seriously, I think a guy had a better chance of getting laid than he did of getting oral back in high school. Think about it.
I think so.
I really think so.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to remember. It's hard. It's very hard to remember, but I think you're probably right about that.
Back in the day...
That was just not done.
Yeah, right. It was...
How old does that make me say? That just wasn't... Well, of course it was done.
I mean, it was done, but... You know, you would take a girl out, you would take her to the, you know, to the drive-in, or, you know, you'd go to somebody's house or something, and, you know... the goal would be, right. You know, to, you know, I'm giving the hand motion here. Just
right, right. Cross the goal line.
But it also didn't happen, that didn't happen with any regularity either.
No, but I think that that happened a hell of a lot more than oral did.
Yeah, I would say you're right.
Yep.
Back then, oral wasn't as common.
I believe among teenage boys in the 70s, which is our era, back then, oral was only something you heard about.
You heard about, and maybe saw a picture of.
Yeah. Or maybe read about.
Yeah, read about.
In that, that Happy Hooker book.
Over and over again.
The Herod Experiment.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was another good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. A few phone calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Yes, that first originated from the G-Man read the article. It was right after the Monica Lewinsky deal.
It was in USA Today yesterday also.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't doubt that G. Gordon Liddy read the article because that's part of his deal is reading stuff out of the newspaper. But no, this was like on the Tom Brokaw show last night. It was
there have been several stories about this, and it's an interesting story.
Yes, it is.
Sure is.
Very
look
at me try to be objective.
Sure is. And no one's more excited about it than Charlie Broyhill.
Oh, God.
Since he exclusively dates high school girls.
Oh, my God.
Rubs their feet. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Buzz?
Hey.
I'm good.
Hey, what?
Let me, I think the best movie this weekend, and I haven't heard that much advertisement about it, is going to be that sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Hannibal is out this weekend?
Hannibal, I think, starts tonight.
No, I don't believe it does.
No.
Hannibal hasn't even started shooting yet, have they?
No.
Absolutely not.
I thought it started tonight.
No.
Where did you... Who is this? Puffy Combs?
No, I saw...
Well, now, Wait a minute. What do you base this on?
I saw an advertisement for it last night on TV.
Okay, are you aware of the fact that they now will run ads for movies that aren't going to come out for 6 or 7 months?
I thought they said it premiered tonight. I thought they said it started this weekend.
Can we find this out?
Oh,
this?
No. I would bet.
No, can we find out if there's even a movie that if it's even coming out in 7 months?
I got $40 in my pie. I bet anybody $40.
I don't think the movie started. Has it wrapped yet?
I know it has because they showed previews on TV.
They don't have to be finished shooting it to show previews.
Oh, but I thought they said that it premiered tonight.
You know, and you wonder how the stupid people in Florida
can't fill out the ballot.
Could not fill out the ballot.
Right.
Listen to this guy right here.
Well, I was just trying to give you some information. Maybe
But I mean, you don't have information. You don't have any information.
Well, I saw it on TV on the station last night in Baltimore.
He saw it on TV last night.
You didn't see any date.
I think they said it opened tonight, Friday.
Buzz, don't even waste your time looking it up. There's no way.
Yeah, tell him to look it up because I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Okay. What do you want to bet? You want to bet your phone number? I tell you what, if you're right...
Well, I don't want it to because I'm on a cell phone, so that'd be unfair to you.
If you're right, why would it be unfair to us?
Well...
If you're right...
This guy's full of, like, brilliant concepts.
If you're right, I'll give you $100 of my own money. But if you're,
okay.
But if you're,
and if I'm wrong,
then we give out your cell phone number on the air.
Wow, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Oh, good.
That's not what we were saying. We were proposing something for
you. You agree or not?
I'll tell you what. I will bet you $100, and I will give you my cell phone number off the air. And if I am wrong, I will give you $100.
No, it's your cell phone or nothing.
It's your cell phone number. Or $100.
So the bet is this, and we better make it very clear to this guy. If Don wins the bet, you have to give us your cell phone number on the air.
I understand. I've had...
No, I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I do. I've listened to the show for years and years.
All right, so do you accept the bet?
Is Buzz looking it up?
No.
I've already looked.
Hold on, just tell me, do you accept the bet or not?
No.
Okay, then you are admitting you're wrong.
No, I'm not admitting I'm wrong, but I don't want to put myself on the radio.
The thing is, if you had conviction in your belief, you would make the bet. So you're admitting that there's a chance.
You're right. There is a chance.
Okay,
there is.
I'm going to tell you right now. You shummed it. The four movies that open this weekend, they are Bounce. The five movies, The Grinch, Bounce, The Sixth Day, Rugrats in Paris, and a movie called What's Cooking. Those are the five movies that opened this weekend.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry I wasted your time then.
That's good. That's very contrite.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Still, I don't think he's convinced.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be convinced. He's the kind of guy that will never be convinced.
All right, joining us now is movie man Charlie Stossel.
Found it.
Chuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how come you didn't review Bounce?
Because I hadn't seen it.
Oh, you don't have to see it to review it.
Well, I thought maybe there was some integrity. So next time I won't worry about it. But that's the only reason why we didn't talk about it was because I didn't get a chance to go out and see it.
I thought maybe there was some integrity.
No, there's no integrity in your movie review.
Thank you. I like how the Grinch got trashed in all the papers today.
Yeah, you gave it 4 stars. 4 porcelain dolls, didn't you?
Yeah, it got trashed.
Yes, everybody hates that movie.
It's a wonderful, heartwarming movie.
It struck a chord with you.
He will not give it up.
No,
absolutely not.
Hey, standing by it.
Charlie, for the record, when does the next Hannibal Lecter movie come out?
February 9th of 2001, 10 years to the weekend that the first movie came out.
Okay, great. So obviously, if the guy saw an ad, it was one of those ads that said,
you know,
coming next year, coming 3 months from
February. And I hate that, incidentally. I really do, because when you see a trailer that you're really excited about, and then they say, spring of 2001,
there's a movie coming out this summer, Pearl Harbor, that the trailer was on one of the Disney movies at the beginning of the summer, and there's a new Pearl Harbor trailer on the front of Unbreakable, which looks just fantastic.
And it says summer, right? Coming in the summer?
It says Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
All right, gotcha. All right, thank you, Charlie Stossel.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Way to go. A little help from Charlie Stossel, our movie guy.
There he is.
February.
Checking in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Stuff about the oral sex stuff not being considered sex, that came up with Bill Clinton, right?
No.
Not just with him.
Listen, we're talking about a national study that's been done with high school kids.
Okay.
Saying that high school girls don't consider oral sex to be sex.
Yeah. But that all came about from Bill Clinton.
No, it didn't. I can't believe, you know, listen, I want to tell you something. I'm not the brightest man in the world, okay? But I cannot believe how undereducated the people who call this show are.
Well, I think this guy's perhaps got some kind of agenda, I think.
Did Clinton get a BJ? Yes. Absolutely he did. But that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that all the news stories now are about a study that's just been done with high school kids.
Mainly girls do it to keep their virginity. Hello?
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
All right, thank you.
Ugh, another dummy. It's two dummies in a row.
We're just trying to do a little radio show. Okay, have a little dialogue.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See you later.
Okay.
See you later.
All right.
Doritos.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to tell Don and Mike that...
You're talking. Hello. Talking to us.
I'm just hoping that in 12 to 13 years that trend can be reversed.
Talking to us.
Yeah. Well, we used to call these girls chicken heads in high school. And it's been around for a long time.
Why would you call them chicken heads? Oh, I got it. Okay, because okay, I got you. Thank you.
Chicken heads.
Listen, no doubt that there were girls back in the day who gave BJs in high school.
Oh, there were the occasional loose women in high school, I'm sure.
But not as prevalent as this.
No.
Jesus, I'm thinking about going back to school.
Re-enrolling?
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I hate to stand up for a dummy, but I saw the same thing about Hannibal last night. I really did.
Well, you saw a trailer for Hannibal that's coming out in February.
No, it was like on Entertainment Tonight or something, and they said...
Here's the problem with everybody calling about this is saying, or something, right. Or maybe that thing, and you're not paying attention to what you're watching, so don't call it.
They really did say the premiere was tonight. They didn't say it was opening, but they said the premiere was going to be tonight, and then they showed a scene from the movie.
We have to find out.
Okay.
We have to find out our facts. If there was any premiere for Hannibal,
it would seem to me that a movie that
opens in February
would not have a premiere in November.
Well, that didn't make sense to me either, but it definitely was on.
So, you saw an entertainment show that had pictures of stars walking into a theater?
No, they said it was going to be tonight.
Where?
They didn't say. And then they showed a scene of him saying, Clarice, can you hear me or something? And they showed the new Clarice that's...
What was the show you were watching?
Ashley Judd. It was either Entertainment Tonight or the other Hollywood.
You don't even know.
Access Hollywood.
This is a problem.
One of those two shows.
This is why people could not figure out the goddamn butterfly ballot.
You can't even remember what show. How can we believe you if you can't even remember what show you were watching?
Well, the premiere has to be in Florida, I think.
Right, okay.
Oh, forget you.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I try not to
get upset with people.
Listen, all I know, going back to the other subject, either way, I am encouraging Frida to further her education.
Yes.
And perhaps think about going back to high school to get some of those credits that she missed out on.
Very good.
Yes, Robe.
Situation solved. I just spoke to Entertainment Tonight. Tonight on Entertainment Tonight, they are premiering the trailer for Hannibal.
Okay.
That's the premiere.
How can people possibly, you know, just half-assedly watch their television and then call like they're experts?
Everybody watches TV half-assed. The difference is that most people, when they watch TV half-assed, don't call into national radio shows.
Hey, no,
and argue.
Tonight.
That's right. No, no, it's tonight.
I think it might be in Florida.
That's right, and Ben Affleck is playing Lecter.
So the clarification is that tonight on Entertainment Tonight, the world premiering the trailer?
The trailer. World premiere of the trailer for the new Hannibal movie.
Which also means the movie might not have wrapped yet.
Yeah, that's tonight.
Right. Yeah. Entertainment Tonight.
Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing, guys?
Fine.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Come on in.
He wants to. You gonna let him do the talk?
Let him do the whole thing.
Miracles sometimes, guys.
I'm gonna let him take him all the way up to.
Come on, step into my heart.
All the way.
Step into my heart.
Let him take it all the way to
Mike,
Bill. With you in mind.
Behind.
With you in mind.
Very good. Hello?
Yeah.
Idiot.
You know, it's a trend.
Boy, do I hate
people.
Rob, you
know.
Rob, we know you hate people.
You know.
This is the.
He was
this
so
is
close a, to like, just getting to the best part. Build with you in mind.
It's like five in a row. I seen it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I called. I need to bust your chops.
All right.
This will be good.
Go ahead, honey.
I just, I wanted to let you know I listen to this show every day. My kids get sick of me, Mom. Why can't we listen to what we want to on the radio?
Yes.
I was listening to the people about the Hannibal thing and how, you know, they're idiots and dumb.
Get to the point. Get to the point.
The point is, have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Yes, honey, and listen, if you do listen to the show, you hear the fact that not only do I make mistakes, but when I make mistakes, I point them out myself, okay?
Can I point out that you made a mistake yesterday?
Sure, go ahead.
I want to go back to the Kathy Lee and her record sales when 20,000 had been bought and you said 5,000 had been returned and the guy called in and said she wanted to have a recount and it ended up to be 15,000 and the guy said he heard it on the news. Well, it was true. It was on world news on the radio.
Hold on. Okay, right there. Your credibility is blown. It was on the world news on the radio.
Right.
Tell me, I've never heard of a show called The World News on the radio.
Well, you know how they do the AP News in between radio songs on the radio? You hear it?
No, I don't.
I've never heard anything called The World News.
They update the elections every hour.
The World News?
It was on there.
The World News?
Sure, you know, between radio songs on the radio.
I want to tell you, and I will admit another mistake I made today. Entertaining your telephone call.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Right, and I made a mistake entertaining this radio show.
Oh, no, listen, you'll continue to listen to this radio show.
She will, please.
God.
Jesus.
Ah!
Happy Friday, everybody.
You know, every once in a while, we get a stretch of people like this.
Yeah.
It's like it's a gigantic chain of idiots. Mm-hmm. You know, one links on to the next,
right.
Which links on to the next, which links on to the next.
Starts out with the 3-on-3 strip trivia.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It goes right down the crapper.
Hello.
Yeah, y'all have the start times for the new Star Wars movie that's coming out tonight?
What's that?
You have the start times?
All right,
for
this
the
is
movie?
A joke.
This is a guy trying to be funny.
I know, and then we're just not having any right now.
No,
thank you.
No, we're not. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Back to the holidays, the Kiss Army. Woo, nipple.
Nipple guy. That was Nipple Man. Did we ban him?
Yeah.
See, they all come back now. They go, hey, they're getting effed with. We can crawl back in now.
It's not a my show. Jesus Christ.
I smell blood.
It's just a giant snowball effect. It really is.
But you know what? It's just somehow irresistible.
I know it is. Hello, Don Mike.
I had a question. I was just watching Whose Line Is It Anyway? You guys were talking about that show before.
What, do you have it on tape?
No. When were we talking? Oh, we talked about it yesterday.
You have it on tape?
No, it was on Comedy Central. I was just watching. I was wondering how they judge the scores on that game.
Oh,
I mean,
who the frig knows? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Bye. Built with your mind.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, today's my 21st birthday, man.
Congratulations.
Happy. I'm getting ready to go up the happy hour, but I was begging for one thing.
What?
Do you have Charlie Stewing Stablack's phone number?
No.
He wants to have his first drink with Charlie.
Hello. Not on my show.
Hello.
Tasty.
Hello.
I'm sick. Not on my show. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I have a website that I check. I'm not going to plug it without your permission, but it kind of takes all the movie reviews that are out there and they average them together to see what's a good one and what's the bad one.
Fantastic. www.whocares.com. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
You know, on another day we might have entertained that.
Don?
Don. Hello, yes.
You are my hero.
Thank you.
And Mike?
Yes, sir.
You're my idol.
I'm your what?
Idol.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
And Buzz?
Yes, sir.
You are my God.
Oh, bless you.
Very kind.
All right, thank you.
Kind words. We appreciate them. We need them sometimes.
What about Rob A?
He's all right.
Okay, that's two out of, like, the last three.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Of course, your radio's up too loud. Hello?
Hi. I didn't realize. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Hi. I was just calling to let you guys know that the girls just like doing it to give their guys satisfaction. No penetration.
Thank you, honey.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Are you a teenage girl?
No, I'm a teenage girl teacher.
You're a teacher?
No, I'm a teacher, and what, I hear
you teach oral sex
all the time in the classroom.
Jesus, wait a minute. What grade do you teach?
I'm a high school teacher.
Did you say that you see oral sex in your classroom?
No, I hear it. I don't.
I mean, what do you hear? Do you hear, oh, oh, oh,
no,
oh, 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 oh,
oh, what you hear.
And you think that, wait a minute.
You see?
Oh, Jesus. You're a high school teacher and you're just saying they're doing it to give the guys pleasure?
Yep. They have to keep their guy or else they lose him.
That's part of what the survey said, too.
Oh, and then they don't have to worry about the baby factor.
Well,
either.
You know, hell, I guess. Oh, I better not say
all
that. We tape this show, don't we?
Yeah, I know. And you're worried about your daughters.
My daughters, yeah, are going to be dealing with this for years, but it just freaks me out.
I wish that it was like that when I went to high school. That's all I know. Where teachers knew it happened. Teachers, you know. Listen, this teacher, she's putting her stamp of approval on this.
You know, I'll tell you this.
I'm
going to say
actually,
this.
Because I have a daughter.
All right, well, I'm going to say this, though. I mean, and maybe you'll agree with me, ma'am. If it cuts down on those unwanted pregnancies, why not?
Christ. Mike, I think it's time that you and I start doing those, you know how we always get those requests to do, like, career days at high schools and stuff?
You know, I'm thinking if you had to make, as a father, if I had to make a choice, I'd have to say, you know, I wouldn't want to make the choice, but if I had to make the choice of the two, of course that's the less painful alternative, I suppose.
Welcome.
I hate talking about this.
Welcome to career day at Thomas Jefferson High School.
How you doing, kids?
Can I have a show of hands of, all the young ladies who who enjoy giving oral?
Yes.
Great.
Very good.
You'll be coming with me down the hall for a special lecture.
We have the special indoctrination lecture right now.
All
well,
right.
Do you give the kids, let me ask you a question as a high school teacher, and I'm sure a lot of parents out there will be interested to hear your answer. Are you able to, even by law, offer these kids any kind of guidance on the subject?
No.
I mean,
that's
can you?
I mean,
can you say to any of the girls, Watch with the teeth.
Oh, God. I didn't mean that kind of guidance.
I better not say that.
You know, it's probably best not to let any get out.
No, I didn't mean that kind of guidance.
Swallow it all.
I mean, stay away from the helmet. That kind of guidance.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh. Well, I was just calling to give you a female.
All right. So you can't say, you don't say, hey, you know, wait till you're, like, older to do everything. You don't say
I really don't comment.
But you certainly eavesdrop, don't you?
Well, it's amazing what you hear in the halls, and they don't think you hear. So.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
I bet she does.
I bet her daughter's out doing it right now.
Oh, my God.
She has a younger daughter.
She said she has a daughter.
Yeah.
Right. You know, who's in school. I bet she's out doing it right now. Oh, sure. Hey, listen, I can take care of you because my mom's calling that radio show right now.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
You know, this might be one of the greatest segments we've done in recent history.
Yes.
I just really wanted to call in because I got tired of all the idiots calling in.
Well, what can we do for you?
Absolutely nothing, other than the fact that it lets you know that actual intelligent people listen to your show, and we are, you know, wondering where all these idiots are.
No, that doesn't count.
You sound to me, please don't be offended by this, sir, but you sound to me like you might be an idiot yourself.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe.
There's a good chance. Well, hey, that's very big of you to admit that.
That was honest.
You know, we're all going to be idiots if there weren't idiots and weren't smart people, right?
Absolutely.
I think most idiots don't know they're idiots. You know, just like, I know we had the discussion one day.
Right.
Do really ugly people know they're really ugly? No, really ugly people think they're okay. Look,
they probably feel awful.
Unless you're terribly disfigured or something. But, I mean, if you're a guy like, let's say Steve Johnson, a guy who works here. Okay, who's not a real good
looking... People from New Jersey think they sound all right?
Good looking dude. Listen, I got to go to the wrestlers here. We got to take a break.
Steve Johnson.
Goodbye. I bet if you asked him, he'd think he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and we know the truth.
We do. We know the hideous, awful truth.
All right, just clear the line. And if we can get any more contestants for Strip Trivia today...
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. Now we're going to a break, and then we'll talk to Diamond Dallas Page, who I just saw walk in. Time for a Call 100 and a prize package selected especially for use. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Because after that last segment, we want to reward you.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up.
The password is the Dawn and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call number 100. Then we get Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, really? Oh, sweet. My name is Stone.
What's your name?
Stone.
Stone Lone? Stone Phillips?
No, just like Stone.
Like Stone Phillips, the guy that's named Stone Phillips?
Exactly, yeah.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I prefer Stone Phillips, though.
You're a what?
I prefer Stone Phillips, and I'm such, like, not like an Austin mark.
Yeah. Did you understand anything the guy said?
Oh, he's talking too fast.
Oh, I know. Yeah. My real name is Chip. It's just I like to kind of like. I'm living like.
Your real name is Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like.
It's a joke. Like, yeah, it was Chip. Now, like, I'm an adult, so it's like Stone. Like a bigger.
Are you a member of the Fast Talker Club?
Yeah, kind of. I have this huge Mountain Dew now. I'm like flipping out. These customers like coming in here and they're all like upsetting me.
Where are you working, Chip or Stone?
Ocean City, man.
What?
Ocean City.
Hey, an Ocean City listener.
Ocean City, all right, beautiful.
Yeah, man, really weird. When the show starts off, like, reception, I have a good radio here, but, like, the station will kind of, like, fuzz in and out, like, what things you're saying. Like, it's trying to, like, censor or something, you know?
Wow. That's your radio.
Oh, it's your radio. Where are you working in Ocean City?
I'm working at a Gold Coast Mall, 115th Street. Wow.
Gold Coast Mall.
Yeah.
You know, only in Ocean City do you find, and I love this, they have the White Marlin Mall.
Yeah.
And the Gold Coast Mall.
Well, neither are really malls anyway.
Yeah, that was going to be my point. They're not malls.
Stuck.
They're just
strip malls.
They're strip malls.
Right.
I used to listen to you guys all the time. I'm from PG County originally. I used to listen to you guys all the time.
All right, calm down for a second.
What they are is they're strip malls that they just put a roof on top of.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so that's how it used to be, actually. Cobblestone Ford, and it's just like, oh, we put a roof in.
What store do you work in there, Chip?
A store called Chappie's. They're going to change the name because they sold this whole thing, but it's called Chappie's now.
Chappies.
Yeah.
I'm sad to say that I could probably guess which
store that is. Are you in the mall that has the Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
Okay. Is yours the store that sells, like, dumb knickknacks, like where you can get a wooden carving of a sailor?
That's across the hall. That's Donald's Duck Shop.
Oh, Donald's Duck Shop.
Yeah, it's right across the hall.
Are you in a... Do you work in a T-shirt shop?
Exactly.
Hey, there we go.
Do I know my way around the so-called malls of Ocean City?
So I guess during this time of year, you got a lot of time to kill, huh?
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm sitting here all day long waiting for the show to come on. Something.
Well, very good. Good for you.
Well, listen.
You guys are right. The station's like falling to hell. You guys are like just saving the whole...
Stop talking. I can't understand
you. Listen, do you want to come to D.C. for wrestling on December 17th?
The Starcade again?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I'd love to, man. Can I get better seats this time?
Well, listen, here you go. This is good.
Oh, I got a better pace.
A pair of ringside tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe one of the wrestlers will just smack you.
Give me a chair shot now.
All right, now, you know, what we want you to do is stop talking.
Okay.
A pair of ringside tickets to WCW Starcade 2000, MCI Center, December 17th. Watch Goldberg, Booker T, Diamond Dallas Page, and your other WCW wrestlers rock the MCI Center. Please enjoy.
Just say thank you.
Thank you. Can I get backstage passes, too?
No. He couldn't discipline him.
Now. What?
I know.
He wants backstage passes, too.
No. Listen, just...
I know. I'm thank you. I'll be quiet.
Take a couple of more of those diet pills you're enjoying right now, and you'll be fine. Enjoy your ringside seats.
Gracias, man.
Thank you.
All right. Can I cut the DP, though?
Hold on, please.
All right. Thank you.
You know, I got half a mind to drive to Ocean City this weekend just to find this guy.
Just give him the tickets. You say he's got to pick him up from you.
Hey, I'll be at the movie theater, man.
hold on, please.
Can you imagine this head job if he didn't live in, like, a relaxing environment?
All right, hey, Robbie.
In Chicago, he'd kill himself.
Robbie, go get Diamond Dallas Page. We love it when we have the wrestlers on the show.
Yeah, wrestlers are always a little scary, and I love having them on the show.
And Diamond Dallas Page is a big fan favorite. Now, frankly, I'm not sure if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Lisa...
I think he's a good guy, isn't he?
Well, Lisa said that he goes both ways. And sometimes
Not goes both ways.
No, but sometimes he's a good guy, sometimes he's a villain.
Right.
And frankly, Lisa, we've had to walk around with a mop behind her all day because she
loves the wrestling.
She's leaving puddles of love juice everywhere. She's so excited he's here.
Mr. Page is actually upstairs in the conference room, and imagine my surprise when Lisa was already off to get him when I got back there.
Ah,
he'll be down in a moment.
Gotcha.
All right, well, so he's making his way through the cubicles and the fabulous sales team here at WJFK.
Are any of the 3x3 players for Strip Trivia here yet?
I haven't seen them.
All right, let me call to the front desk. I believe they are, actually. I passed through a moment ago.
Oh, you saw some out there, Buzz?
I did.
Oh, good. Two or three?
I saw at least six.
At least six?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, that's good. Maybe that's some good news.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK.
Oh, hi, Donna. It's Don and Mike.
Hello, it's Joan.
Joan. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You almost sounded like you had a British accent.
I wish.
And remember, everybody, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
Bravo!
We love Just Joan.
Thank you.
Just Joan, how many people are here for our strip trivia game? Can you count?
There's about signed up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five, okay, five so far.
So far, okay,
so we need one more.
Very exciting, and now let's welcome Diamond
Jones.
Dallas! Hey!
There he is, look at
him. How you doing?
Oh,
how are you?
Christ, hi, nice to meet you. Damn, he's gigantic.
Man, oh man, here, pull up a mic.
Have a seat.
How the hell are you? How are you?
First off, Diamond, if I may call you that.
Pick one, I don't care.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
Well, I guess, I tried to play the bad guy. They wouldn't let me.
Really? So now you're most of the time you're a good guy?
Well, it comes down to people cheer you or they don't. You know?
Right.
And I tried everything to get them to boo me. You know, coming into the business, I mean, it's much easier, we call it being a heel, you know?
Right, right.
It's much easier to be a heel to get the people to react to you, because it's so tough to get them to react to you when you first start out.
Yeah, I guess everybody wants to scream at the bad guys and have a good time.
Yeah, so then you can play off of that. But, you know, over the years, I mean, I started as a manager and a color commentator, which no one's ever done it like that, and then became a wrestler. And, you know, over the years, being a bad guy was easy in the beginning, but as I became better and better and better, because of work ethic, I busted my ass. I really trained really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Power plant, constantly coming up with new stuff, and the people could see it, and then they started to cheer me, and I tried turning on until they finally flipped, and yeah, they got behind me big time, and I got a huge run in 97, 98, 99 as a good guy, but I could feel I was starting to lose them a little bit, so I figured, you know what, I think
taking me for granted. I'm going to flip the script.
Go to the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I went real hardcore. And I, for a while there, I kind of really booed me. And after a while, they said, hey, we don't care what you do. We're not booing you.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you wrestle against Goldberg this weekend? Who do you wrestle against?
No, actually, I'm off this week. I come back on Monday. Monday Nitro will be the thing. But I'm going to be at the MCI Arena tomorrow signing autographs because tickets go on sale for Starcade.
Oh, right. That's what we just gave away tickets.
That's for. That's the main reason.
Now, how long have you been doing it? How long have you been in the business?
Actually, I've been in business for 12 years. I started as a manager and a color commentator. For 3.5 years, I did that.
Did you ever, at the beginning, when you first started, you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that it would achieve the popularity it has today?
No, because I saw it happen in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I was so pissed off at myself not running with it when I was 20 years old when I first took the shot at it.
How old are you now?
I'm 44.
44? Well, you still look like you can't kick anybody's ass.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Hey, Ryan, come here for a minute.
I didn't even get in the ring until I was 35 and a half years old.
Huh? Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote a whole book on it, Positively Page, which is the Diamond Dallas Page journey.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is, I talk all about it in the book. I got all from Hulk Hogan to Stone Cold Steve Austin to Mick Foley. They all tell stories about going into business with me. Mm-hmm. Like Stone Cold, myself and Mick Foley, Cactus Jack from WWF, the three of us used to split a mid-sized car, mm-hmm. go up and down the roads, and so all of us in a Red Roof Inn, $40 a night room,
like
and I'm on the cot. You know?
Like minor league baseball, right?
Exactly what it was like in the beginning. But that was when WCW was like 92, 93 through that area. And to see what it had turned into, those guys went to WWF. I stayed here because I wanted to prove to myself that I could make
just the biggest a-hole.
Well, I tell you, personally, I don't even go there because there are people I don't, agree with what they do or how they do things, but I am Positively Paige, and I'll somehow find the positive in what they're doing or, who they are. I just stay away from, because I don't have time for negative energy individuals, guys who don't put out the right message. And I mean by that, whether it's the work ethic or what they're doing. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I went down to Children's Detention Center down in South Georgia, 2 hours south of Atlanta, and I talked to all kids that are on their last 90 days. And these are the kids that they're hoping aren't going to come back to this. It's a penitentiary,
right,
for children, mm-hmm. And to go down there and to talk to them about giving them a positive message, how they're, this may seem like the worst thing ever happened to them, but maybe it's the best thing ever happened to them. Now, if you can take that negative, mm-hmm. being in a joint, and somehow turn it into being a positive,
mm-hmm.
Then you've succeeded.
It's just our luck, We are two of the most negative people in the world.
Yeah,
and our show is based on negativity.
I believe
we have the only wrestler in the world who is positive.
He is so positive. You've got two of the most negative individuals. You were going to call Rob over. What were you going to call Rob over?
Well, I want to see if you can pick up Rob Spiewak.
Can you see if you can pick up Rob? That's our assistant producer here, Rob
Spiewak. This would have been a lot harder a year ago.
But, yeah, Rob's lost a lot of weight, but still, you think you can pick him up?
All right.
He's tiny.
Rob's tiny, he says. Rob is tiny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, there he goes.
Now, he is not just...
Wow.
Incredible.
He didn't even blink.
He's flying. That's incredible. I mean, he didn't just, put his arms around him and pick him up.
As a matter of fact, if I could get your phone number, if you're not too busy,
that was terrific. He picked Rob up like a baby. One leg, one arm, up in the air.
Rob, I've never seen you handled quite like that,
Jesus.
You have. Right. Rob has lost a little weight.
But, man, there was not even a...
Was it good for you, Rob?
Terrific. You're not a bad guy. Not at all.
I'm going to tell you something I'm positive about. I am positive that your wife is so hot.
Yeah, you're right.
She's
a turbo hottie.
We went on the web and we found,
some nude pictures?
The nude pictures of
Were they on Playboy?
Wait, now Lisa downloaded them yesterday. Lisa's the super wrestler.
They're on the sexy wrestling chick site.
Playboy gets really pissed off about that when you...
Oh, really?
When they take the nude pictures that she's been on Playboy.
You did a Playboy spread. You were in that with her, right?
Cool.
Here you go. Here he is.
Painting her toenails.
Painting her toenails. She's nude.
That picture right there. That is the
Somebody's
picture.
Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, my God. I mean, men all over America just jealous right
wow.
there.
Here's a great one. This is a great Christmas card. Here's Diamond Dallas and his wife.
That's Penthouse.
He's got her. He's got his hands over her boobs. He's naked, and she's got his championship belt over her
private. You know, the plug, but you know where I won that belt was the MCI Arena.
Oh, really?
1997.
Wow. How did you meet?
Wait a minute. And I will be at the MCI Arena. Let's get it in again tomorrow from 10 to 12. Okay, away from that plug crap.
We'll get all your plugs in at the end, I promise.
When did you guys, now when you're performing in the ring, does your wife come with you or does she do her own thing? Or
that woman right there,
yeah.
This is no lie. She's got 143 IQ, and she has her master's from Northwestern.
Wow.
She's the real. I'm the anomaly who came through the way I came through it, but that she's even involved in wrestling in any way, shape, or form. What happened was I always used to use diamond dolls. That's what I called them to walk me to the ring. I use a different stripper every week. And, sometimes
we're positive about that.
Good God. But I couldn't find a girl a couple different times. I said, Kim, why don't you just come and do it with me? I don't want to do that. I said, come on, it's a decent little payday, and you know, no one's hotter than you anyway. So she started to do it, and I would use her occasionally, and she was the most, you know, reactive out there. She's an actress. You know, she had fun out there, what she was doing with it. And one thing turned into another. Next thing you know, she's doing it full-time. We're doing a thing with Randy Savage in 96. It boomed up,
right.
And it got exposed in Playboy that we were really married. And
how long have you been married?
We've been married for 9 years this December.
Wow.
Got her as a baby. Got her as a baby.
Man, oh, man.
Hey, didn't you beat up Dennis Rodman? Weren't you involved
in... Yes, I did.
I don't watch a lot of wrestling.
Yes. But good memory on that one.
When Rodman was wrestling, I remember, and you were one of the guys that beat him up, right?
It was me and Carl Malone.
Yeah,
what a great guy.
Great match.
Yeah, what happened was, I knew Rodman was coming in, and he was going to do something with Hogan. So I figured, what a great spot if I could get Malone involved in this. And Malone, when I see him at one of the playoff games, right? Not playoff games, regular game. He's playing the Rockets. I was doing the autograph signing down there. And I went to the game, and Carl saw me up in the stands, and he made the diamond cutter sign to me. With someone, some people might say that this is the sign for?
Yes, for oral.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, Buzz, you've seen that sign.
Right,
that's
let's all practice it, shall we? Here's the Diamond Dallas Page sign.
What diamond is this? Cutter.
This is the diamond cutter. That's your move,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's my move, but that's my sign. When I do this, we'll do that. Some people will do that.
Yeah.
But I called up Carl and I said, after we'd met each other and I knew he wanted to be involved. And I called him and I said, listen, Rodman's coming in and he's doing this deal. I said, how would you like, do you have any problem with him? I said, well, not really. And not many people noticed, but Carl Malone and him both, they shared, back when you first got in the NBA, you didn't come out of high school and make $15 million or whatever you make today. You know, they went from college and then went to summer camps.
Right.
And they started playing and, camp started.
So they knew each other.
They roomed together.
Okay.
He goes, I don't know this Rodman. He goes, I remember Dennis back when we got out of school. But, they ended up, saying, they would do it and the whole deal. And I made the whole deal, came together with Eric Bischoff. And next thing you know, I'm getting attacked by Hogan and Rodman with chairs. Now, Hogan, he knows how to lay a chair flat, and they still hurt like hell. You can't fake those chair shots,
Right.
But Rodman's coming like full blast. I just thank God he somehow landed him flat on my back. But the guys on ESPN said, now for any of you guys who think all that wrestling stuff's fake, watch this. And they showed him beating the hell out of me with chairs. He goes, now let's see it in slow motion.
Oh. Well, it was a great moment.
What's the worst you've been hurt doing this in your career?
Well, I'm really coming off. Well, the worst is I tore my rotator cuff and I couldn't lift my arm up and I was out for 6 months. I've just been out for 4 months. I could have gone back a month ago. Contracts, disputes, whatever. Well, I didn't come back right away. But the bottom line is I ruptured my L4 and L5. Mm-hmm. Now, I couldn't even sit down.
I don't even know where the L1 is.
No, L4 and L5 is at the base of your back. Right at the bottom of your back. That's it. And I mean, that puts a lot of guys out, period. Football players, baseball players, basketball players.
You have to have surgery on it?
No, I didn't. What I did was I went and did this therapy called Watkins Glen, where they really teach a 45-minute workout all dealing with the low back, the five muscles that are around the spine. It's the best thing I ever did, but I did it with yoga. Now I'm going to show you guys a position here. You guys,
we're talking about a ruptured disc.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, come on.
I'm going to show you.
Let's see how flexible Diamond Dallas Page is.
I haven't done anything now.
Okay.
But for
here we go.
Just now to stretch out and to pull this in here.
He's grabbing his
walking
left foot,
standing up.
And then
stretching out. This
oh, my God. All the way he's stretching out.
I want to see you stand on one leg just like this, period.
I couldn't. No chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance we can do that. Wow.
Well, the whole thing is I do yoga every day. I do it for anywhere from an hour to 2 hours a day every day. If I'm training that day, if I'm going to work, you know, go to the ring.
And we're talking ruptured discs that we're talking about.
Now I've built those muscles up around the spine. That my whole gimmick is, as I get older, I'm going to get better. I'm in the best shape of my life right now, cardiovascular-wise. I'm 243 pounds. I'm lean as hell. I'm ready to go. And as far as I'm concerned, I got 3 more years on my clock. And that's what I want. 3 more years of doing this. And if I get it, great. If not, I go into motivational speaking a little bit early.
All right.
Are there any homo wrestlers?
Not that I'm aware.
I mean, I'm not asking you to out them.
No.
But are there?
Really not that. I know older guys who have done it, who have been outed, and they've outed themselves. But none of the guys that I know of. And if they are, they're what we call kayfabe.
Because you hang around with that babe, your wife, do you get other women that kind of throw themselves at you when you're doing this?
Whether she was involved or not, that's happened from time to time. But that's one of the things that go with the thing. You know, from little kids to old ladies to people who walk up to me in the airport just want to shake my hand. You know, to me, that's a great feeling because one of the coolest compliments I ever got, I was signing some autographs to some kids in the airport, and I turned around, and the guy goes, Diamond, he goes, I don't need an autograph. He goes, I just want to shake your hand. He goes, I'm 53 years old, and every Monday night, you're my hero.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, bro. I go, what's your name? He goes, Dr. So-and-so. I was like, Doc. I mean, that's all I heard. Like, that's very cool.
That's very good.
Just let me ask about one wrestler. You know, talk about... was Tugboat queer?
Hey, brother. Hey, Tugboat's not queer. Tugboat's not queer, brother.
Tugboat's my favorite wrestler.
Tugboat's the biggest human being on the planet. Giant.
There you go. I remember years ago, Don and I went to wrestling at the Capitol Center here when it was before the MCI Center, and you could hear Tugboat backstage with. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
All right, listen, Diamond Dallas, we're going to get your plug in a second, but now I want you to take our sex quiz.
This is the sex quiz that's been taken by presidential candidates, television broadcasters, celebrities that come on this show. Everybody takes the sex quiz.
Sure,
and we've all taken it. We've all taken it.
They're all yes or no answers or a number of questions. Let me see. We have 13 questions.
Good number.
And all we ask is that you please answer honestly. Diamond Dallas Page, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Of course.
I'd like to go on record, and I'm saying it again, as saying we may have a new record holder. I feel good about it.
Have you ever had sex while menstruating? Not you, of course, but a woman.
I don't.
What's menstruating? Having her period.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
That is a no.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
That's your ass.
Diamond Dallas Page, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
How many women?
That's all right.
That's a yes. Very good. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Numerous times.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes, that's a yes. Absolutely. Who's got the video?
Have you had sex in the no-no?
Oh, yes, yes.
This is a new record, Buzz.
Best answer.
This is good.
I'm honest.
There you go.
Have you?
You're very honest.
The rest of them lie.
I think some people do lie.
Diamond Dallas, have you J-O'd today?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Good, honest answer.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
While driving down the road.
Oh.
69, I swear to God.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Let me think about that.
And finally, and we just need you to round it off, what is your total number of sexual partners? Simply a guesstimate.
And my wife and I went through this one time, and it's somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800.
1,500 to 1,800?
Yeah.
We have a new champion.
And we thought, get a fanfare. Get a fanfare in here.
Yeah,
you know,
we need it.
We thought, my God. You know the guy who was Greg Brady? He told us when he took the test that he had between 70 and 80.
I don't even have to get the tally from Buzz.
Let me explain you how easy that number was to come by.
Wow.
I was in the nightclub business. I was 17. I got in the nightclub business for two reasons.
the booze and the bras.
There you
That's
go.
Why I got in.
That is
and if you read Positively Page, I got three chapters. Three chapters that deal just with the bars.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you've Buzz, what is the total? He has smashed the record.
Ten yes answers out of the first 12 and absolutely set a record with how many
1500
partners.
1,500 to 1,800 sexual partners.
Unbelievable.
I did not believe that any time we will ever have anyone beat that record.
One of the king.
How many times? Well, wait a minute. If Will Chamberlain, who I got his signed basketball
right.
at Carl Malone's foundation, which I paid way more than I ever should have, but it was a charity thing, my wife. But I figured this guy could do 30,000 women.
Right.
I got to have that ball signed. He ain't signing no more.
How many times have you had VD?
Never.
Never a sexual disease?
Oh, yeah, I guess, but not crabs. You can't really count those.
No.
But I couldn't believe it.
They're on his hands. Who counts crabs?
It's like you can catch a couple of chubs, eh?
No, you don't.
Your wife does.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
We may have our brand new favorite wrestler.
I think we have our favorite wrestler all time. Absolutely.
Diamond Dallas, now, plug your ass off. Tomorrow, here in D.C., you're going to be at MCI Center.
Yes, Starrcade, the biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah.
We'll be there, and that's a great place because everybody comes out for it. Has a great reaction. So I'll be there from 10 to 12 signing autographs. You guys want to come down and get your picture taken with Mickey Mouse with tattoos, I'll be there. And also, like I was saying before, Positively Page, I've been down to... Let me just tell you guys a quick story. I published this book myself with my buddy Kent Backler, who's from Baltimore, and his wife Diane, and my buddy Smokey. We wrote it, we edited it, we published it, everything. That was our biggest mistake because of distribution, which we found out. But if we sold out our first 20,000, we printed another 80. We're down to our last 15,000 on that. I've got a book deal right now for a big paperback that I'm going to get. It's between three different publishers right now. It's going to take it. That I'll go way out with it. I'll rewrite the end of it. But right now, you can get the last 15, maybe down 12,000 copies of Positively Page, either different bookstores, you know, Barnes & Nobles or Media Play, or go to ddpbang.com. That's DDP. Bang! If you weren't paying attention, ddpbang.com or amazon.com, right? Wherever you feel comfortable. But get it. I guarantee it's a great read. I'm going to say, do you guys read?
Yes!
A little bit.
I grew up with dyslexia. That's one of the things I went down to talk to those kids
right?
about. Mm-hmm. I still have it. I read slowly now, but I can read now. At 32 years old, I read my first book. It was Leah Koga's book. I read it cover to cover. It was the first book I ever read. And I decided when I turned 30, I was going to learn how to read.
I swear
to God. You know?
It's great.
That's 10 years later, to write a book with one of your best friends is to me, is my biggest accomplishment.
I get the impression we could stay in here for 4 hours and get more information.
You positively wowed
us. You guys would walk out and go, hell with that negative stuff. I'd walk out and go, get rid of that positive guy.
All right. Listen, you got to go now.
That's Diamond Dallas Page.
We love you.
That's unbelievable.
It's been your pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, man.
And he'll be back in D.C. on December 17th for WWE Starrcade 2000.
Wow.
And biggest pay-per-view event ever.
And he smashed the sex quiz. I mean, the sex quiz will never be the same after today.
Are you kidding me?
That's
1,500 to 1,800.
Wow. And 10 yes answers.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And most of the answers were, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. A good guy.
Yeah, nice
guy.
Very nice guy.
Very nice guy.
And he lifted Rob up like he was a little baby.
That was frightening.
6'4" Rob lifted up like he was a little tiny baby.
You know, if they're all like that, you know, generally we don't take wrestlers on the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we had a good time with The Undertaker.
We did, and we've had a great time with Diamond Dallas Page.
Bring him on. We might have to get more of them on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's fine.
Good guy.
I hope by next time Diamond comes by, he can bring his wife, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out these pictures.
Oh, my God.
Jesus H. Christ. Hang on to those for me.
Look at that. Did you see the one of her ass?
Hold on. Yeah, look at this.
That one.
Look at that.
Oh, my. Just with her back to the camera.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Look at that, Buzz.
Very nice. You know, I'm not a big fan of the no-no spot for having sex in, but I can certainly appreciate a nice turd cutter.
Yeah.
She's got it.
Of course, you and I would be killed if we went into the room.
Yes, we would. Yes,
killed
would
quickly.
Positively.
Mm-hmm.
He would kill us.
He would positively smite us. He would pounce on us heavily.
He would. Okay, well, good. Excellent guest. Great. Good booking. Thank you, Diamond Dallas Page. See him tomorrow at MCI Center. I think we're going to be starting strip trivia right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
they are importing more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure. It is the radio program of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're up to 4-on-4 in strip trivia. We're going to do a quick break here to catch up on spots, and then we're going to meet the contestants, and whether it's 4-on-4 or 5-on-5, we're going to give you a strip trivia today.
Yay.
Fantastic. I do want to throw some love the way of Tammy, who's our promotions director. You know, I had a meeting with her a couple of weeks ago and said, you know what? We got Dick for Christmas to give away. And listen to what she's come up with. We're going to start all these contests off. Okay? We have $1,000 cash that we're going to be giving away. We're going to be doing one last free show.
Very good.
Everybody loves the free Razor scooters.
Yeah, oh my God, they're the most popular thing out there.
Right, okay. Yeah. Tom and Tammy got us a gross of those to give away.
Cool.
We also have all the crap from the Grinch movie.
Very good.
We have Palm Pilot 3s, but the Palm Pilots we're giving away are the ones that are in color.
Ooh.
The brand new Palm Pilots.
Oh my goodness.
Also, we're going to be giving away portable CD players, portable DVD players.
Wow.
We're going to be giving away thousands of DVDs, gift certificates to Express.com to get DVDs, and a trip to Jamaica. That's all the stuff that she's come up with.
That's incredible.
Just the last couple of weeks.
Tammy is the best, not bad.
She is fantastic.
She is what we would refer to as a can-do individual. I
really mean that. Very good chance she'll be my third wife. God forbid if anything was to happen to Frida.
God forbid.
Tammy's way up there on the list.
You were on at the beach now. You know that, don't you?
You got to be careful. Hello, Donna.
I always wonder whether your wife's like on an airplane when you say something like
no.
that. You know, I know in the past.
And she's not at the beach now. She's at home. I mean, you know, I could say that because.
Your wife's a very strong woman.
And she's very good friends with Tammy.
Yes.
They know that that's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fun, right?
Just fun. You're just joshing.
I'm just kidding about Tammy.
She's the best.
I don't find her attractive at all.
Me neither.
I don't find the fact that she's so efficient in her job to be a turn on at all.
Not at all.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm driving from Sacramento to L.A., and I just called to find out what station I can listen to you guys on the way. I lost you.
Are we in Bakersfield?
Yeah, hold on.
Bakersfield will work, and I thought that guy was just going to look it up. Next thing I know, I'm talking to the radio god.
Hold on. Let me see.
I haven't even paid attention to this in a while.
Bakersfield?
That'll work.
KGEO? Fresno? KFIG? And then when you get close to L.A., turn on San Luis Obispo, KCAL, 99.7 FM.
99.7.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. See ya. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
This is Pat down in Chincoteague, Virginia. I just want to welcome you all to Ocean City.
Oh, great.
I used to listen to you guys. I used to be up in Baltimore listening to you in JFK. And I moved down here about 3 months ago, so I've kind of been without Don and Mike Show for a little while.
Yes, all hail 96 Rock, our brand
96
new
Rock,
our brand new station in Delmarva.
That's right.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whoa. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's happening?
What?
Hey, Mike, just remember, those little mouths are the mouths that they kiss their paw with.
Absolutely, sir. That will always be in my thoughts. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing is for certain. I have no idea how to predict the future and how I will handle it. But I do think that, you know, that on the wagon status, when they get to be teenagers,
right.
I think that's, I get a free pass, don't you think?
Of course.
I might even be going over to you. I might call you up and say, give me some Grey Goose.
Drunk every weekend.
I don't care. Go out. Have a great time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tell your mother.
Hello. Hello. Please, anybody, operator. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Turn your radio down.
Christ, it's starting again. Turn your radio down. You're talking to us.
Oh, Frida can do it.
Frida can do what?
Frida Fieldy's nuts.
No, that wasn't even a good one.
No, not today.
Can't
train. Not today.
Not today. Not today.
You know what? And I can't even do the goddamn Star 69. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the same guy or a different guy?
No, I just called.
It's a different guy. Awesome. People are calling so frequently.
Yes, everybody wants to get involved. It's the magic that is the Don and Mike show.
I can't even clear the line to get the guy's number.
But wait, I got something good to tell you, though.
You know, I know it sounds trite to say it, but that last guy, almost simply not worth it. Not worth it, Don. That was so poor, so pathetic,
okay,
that I don't think it was worth it.
All right. Hello, what can we do for you?
I just got some good news about Kathy Lee.
What?
Her new album. It's only sold 15,000 copies since October 24th.
Okay, does anybody listen to this show?
What is wrong with people?
Does anybody listen to this show?
This guy doesn't. We had a whole thing about that.
Oh.
Yesterday.
I wasn't listening.
Well, you should listen every day.
Goodbye. You know what? Mistake to go back to the phones, because we got on a good roll with Diamond Dallas Page.
We did, and look, it's all soured
and
again.
And I'm sitting here on a great story. You know, we just wanted a short break to get ready for Strip Trivia.
Right.
So we're going to ignore the phone now, and I'm going to tell you instead about something happening this weekend at Penn State University.
Football game?
No. A giant rally.
Really?
And I only wish that I could tell you the name of the rally. I'm going to use Pig Latin.
Okay.
It is a rally being put on by women.
And it's at Penn State University?
Yes. Untke Estfe.
Huh. That's right.
Wow.
They have a festival now.
How the hell can they do that? How do they get away with that? Listen to this. Untke Estfe brings empowerment to Penn State. Empowering to some, offensive to others, Untke Estfe arrives at Penn State this weekend. The all-day festival, Saturday, sponsored by Women's Concerns and the Feminist Majority.
I'll see you in the Martha Stewart tent.
Is inspired by Untke, a Declaration of Independence, a book by Inga Musho.
Inga Musho.
Inga feels the word, which once had positive connotations, should be reclaimed by women.
Wow, how did it have positive? I'd love to know the history of the word.
Here we go. Yeah. Untke originally started off as a good word, and it got transformed into one of the worst words you could call a woman. The world's negative connotation was not lost on Penn State Police Services, who have received hundreds of complaints about an Untke Estfe banner.
You're doing a fantastic job with
on
this.
One of the buildings on the Penn State campus. It didn't take long for people to get offended by
it. I can't do it like he does.
The people removed the banner less than half an hour after it was hung. Soon after, the police said that she had written permission to hang up the banner, and the banner, as we speak, is back up.
Wow.
Let me see. UPAC, which is the United something of Unkays, says we don't want this to be we're not doing this for shock value.
And now, do we get to where the word was a nice word, or?
No, let me see, hold on. They're distributing flyers on the Penn State campus this weekend. If people read our flyer, they would realize that no one's trying to be vulgar, said Tara Ashburn. Untke Estfe begins with self-defense workshops. There will be beginners workshops at noon, 2, and 4, and advanced workshops at 1 and 3. At 5, the Alliance for Animal Rights will serve up a free first-come, first-serve Untke dinner at the Pollock Cultural Lounge.
Wow.
From 7:15 to 9:20, there will be feminist performances. I want all people, but particularly women, not to be bound by so many negative words about the female body, says Tara Ashburn.
Sure.
Quote, it's time for women to reclaim the word Untke.
I dig that. I think that's a great idea.
Vagina.
I do. I swear to God, that's good.
Vagina comes from a word meaning sword, and I find that offensive and heterosexist, she said. If women reclaim the word Untke, it won't hurt when someone uses it. And I love the last line of this. It would be a beautiful day for a woman to say, thank you. Thank you for calling me a Untke.
Well, that'll happen.
Hey, reclaim that word. Now, listen.
It's very hard to do that, though,
if you want to read the article
years
about...
Years and years of negative.
About Untke Estfe, go to www.collegian.com. C-O-L-L-E-G-I-A-N
www.psu.edu.
Now, I'm amazed that on a major college campus they were able to get away with this. And
this has gotten absolutely, the reason it was brought to our attention,
right,
is that it's gotten no exposure.
It's incredible.
No news groups will touch this story. No news organizations will touch this story.
Most men will never touch that word.
But
not in the privacy of their own homes.
I want to say publicly, mm-hmm. I know that we're on in the area of Penn State.
Yes.
We're on something like 10 stations in Pennsylvania. We support.
We do.
UNKSFE.
We do indeed. Claim back that word. Good luck to you.
Eway. Ovlay. UNKS.
Absolutely.
UNKS. R-A-O-A-A-K.
Excellent A.
Ice-ne. UNK.
Eway. Ovlay. UNSK.
It would be a beautiful day for a woman to be able to say thank you. Thank you for calling me A. UNK.
You know something? Good luck to him. And boy, I tell you, it's going to be a festive weekend up at Penn State.
Look at that. How funny is that? UNK Estfe brings empowerment to Penn State.
Look at that.
The great Penn State University.
Truly amazing. Well, they're very open-minded on college campuses.
You pull it up there, Buzz?
I've got the website. I'm looking for that specific event right
now. It's www.collegian.psu.edu.
I'm there.
And it's from the Digital Collegian, published independently by students at Penn State. It's under the news. Click on news if you can.
I see it. All right.
The story was written by Alyssa Wisnos, Collegian staff writer.
Well, that lady?
Yeah.
What an unfair.
There we go.
You got it?
Yep.
You pull it up?
Yep.
It's so funny, man. It's real.
I know. It's going to happen.
It's not made up. There really is an UNK ESTFE happening this weekend at Penn State.
I think of the college freshman who perhaps this time of year is having mommy and daddy come up for the first weekend visit of the year, and they drive onto the campus, and right there is UNK ESTFE just sitting there on the banner in front of them.
I think it's
we don't like this school.
I think it would be nice, Mike. I know both you and I don't maintain any contact with our ex-wives.
Yes.
But I think it would be a wonderful gesture
mm-hmm.
if we were to buy each of them a train ticket and give them a couple passes to UNK ESTFE.
You think we could make it a bus ticket?
Okay.
Okay? I think that might be all right.
Jesus Christ.
You know, amazing. Really, there's a lot of money to be made. We could set up a taco stand.
Okay, Rob.
I just tell you, this is going to be a very hairy situation at Penn State this weekend with UNK ESTFE. How funny is that? That's maybe.
Oh, it's amazing.
The funniest thing I've ever heard of.
And I would just, I mean, to drive up there and see the banners.
And they came to us because they cannot get any media to cover this story.
Well, there we're covering it. We're all over it.
Right.
We got our hands all over this story.
We're all over the UNKS
ESTFE. UNK ESTFE.
It would be a beautiful day for a woman to be able to say thank you. Thank you for calling me an UNK.
You're here.
You know, you don't hear about that with people trying to take back a word.
You sure don't.
More power to them.
And who knew that it used to be good?
Hey, how often have we said, Don, they're just words?
God, I'm finding out so many things. Back when we were in high school, girls didn't like to give BJs.
Nope.
Way back in the day, UNK was a nice word.
I'll tell you right now. I mean, it's a learning experience on this show, and I believe the world is becoming more civilized.
Diamond Dallas Page has had sex with 15 to 1,800 women.
It's definitely been an educational program.
This
tonight.
Is like the Encyclopedia Britannica event of the show tonight. Okay, enough with that. And no more phone calls.
It'll be terrific, though, to go to some of those seminars and, you know, see when they pull back the curtains on a fabulous speaker.
Pull back the meat curtains. When we come back, we are going to meet our contestants for Strip Trivia.
Hey, fantastic.
Whether it be 4-on-4, 5-on-5, and in support of our sisters at Penn State University, today it's going to be the special UNK ESTFE edition.
Very good.
Of Strip Trivia.
Wonderful.
As we urge everyone to support your local UNK. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, there's a guy here who wants us to make a record.
What's that?
You know, that's where you go to a studio with microphones and you sing and they put you on a nice round piece of plastic.
I don't want to be on any piece of plastic, whether it's nice or not.
But, Curly Joe, you can make a lot of money that way.
So put me on a piece of plastic, then.
The studio is ready, gentlemen.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, first, each of you take those microphones.
Can I keep mine?
No, sir, you're to sing to it.
I don't want to sing. I want to see the plastic. But, Litwit, you've got to sing to the microphone first. Oh, rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop.
Lame brain.
Hmm? You sing into it, not to it. Hey, who are those guys in the corner?
Those guys are the band.
Well, wake them up. We're going to make a record.
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen. We got good news. We got six on six.
Yay.
For strip trivia.
That's terrific.
People never let us down. What are you laughing at?
Oh, it's just Rob and my gay humor. That's how I will describe it with no further detail.
I will tell you that on the show soon, now Monday, I'm not going to be here because...
What?
I got the Rams and the Redskins Monday Night Football.
Right.
So I got to, do the St. Louis experience. So Mike will be here Monday.
What?
On Monday, Dave Cummings. We'll find out if he won Sex Survivor 2000.
He's hanging in there.
And also, you're going to get the privilege of talking to Patricia Heaton.
Yes, Raymond's wife.
Raymond's wife just been booked on Monday's episode.
And also, we will be speaking with both presidential candidates.
Yeah, no matter what happens this weekend. Although, as I got into yesterday at the end of the show.
Right.
I still don't think anything's going to be resolved by Monday.
And no. You're right. I mean, I was arguing with you up in the office saying that everything's going to be wrapped up, and now it looks like it's not going to be again.
Yeah, of course.
And Charlie will be here Monday also, and every other character voice that I can do when you're not here.
So that's Monday, and then Tuesday we have the giant Thanksgiving show
right.
with 40's Feast and
right.
with the inbred family mm-hmm. and with Shiloh from www.2exposed doing a live sex show in the middle of the room, and he just took the list away.
Yeah, we make a little last minute modification.
Yeah, everybody now wants to use a different name.
Oh, everybody wants to use a fake name.
Okay,
gotcha.
All right, so I guess we'll pad for a little longer while we find out the fake names of all the contestants.
All right, well, let's take a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, I'd like to read a love poem I wrote for Lisa.
Lovely Lisa?
A love poem for Lisa, sure. Where do you live?
New York.
Oh, you're calling from New York City?
Wow.
Yes,
well, this is all the way from New York to Lisa, our assistant person here.
Okay, go ahead.
Entitled, Gee, I'd Like a Pizza, Lisa. Lisa, I know when you picked up the phone that you were the woman that I'd like to bone. For Lisa, you speak with such grace and such class. And I know that you have a great piece of ass. To be with you, Lisa, is your ultimate fate. And then you can adjust my throbbing prostate.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Is that it?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That was A. It's good that you apologized.
Thanks, Dave.
It was pretty. But Lisa is truly moved.
She's in her car now,
mm-hmm.
driving to New York.
She's going to leave Diamond Dallas Page for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I like to tell you guys, didn't know if you knew, but your affiliate down here in Wichita, 1330 KFH.
Yes.
The number one radio radio in the
Stamp. It's the what?
Stamp.
What? Say it again. What?
The number one radio channel in Wichita.
Channel?
Stamp. Station.
Stamp. What very hard.
What the hell are you trying to say?
Number one radio station in Wichita from 2 to 6 when you guys are on.
Yes, we realize that we are the number one rated show during our time slot in Wichita.
Okay.
But we appreciate that incredible effort you put forth.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is exciting.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, you know how you guys say, see you in Toledo?
Yes.
For the word?
Yes.
My ex-girlfriend used to say, can you not touch... That was her acronym.
All right, that's another good one.
Very nice. Very clever
Thank
voice.
You.
See you at the festival this weekend. You know, and if the people at Penn State, I was just telling Robbie, if they would have given us advance notice about this,
I would have sent Dennis Murphy or Lisa or somebody up there with a tape recorder.
Absolutely.
To record all of the happenings this weekend.
Right.
But hopefully...
Have they checked to see where Joe Paterno lines up on this?
Somebody from Penn State will give us a call on Monday and tell us what happened. Now let's meet our contestants, shall we?
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
He's finally here.
Full Frontal Radio.
Strip trivia.
Here we are.
Bow, bow. I've already figured out the guy I don't like.
Yeah, the guy that's got the window.
The hair. The window guy.
Uh-huh.
This guy right here, the guy by the window.
Very good.
The guy who kind of looks like Martin Short with long hair.
Yeah, that's the guy. He was kind of pressing his face up against the glass.
Right. That's the guy. We have, how many we got, Charlie? 12 today? 13. 13's the total.
Excellent.
For Strip Trivia, we're going to meet them one at a time.
Lots of last-minute changes. They're flying into this studio.
All right, you folks never let us down. Thank you.
Yeah. Way to go, people.
Thank you. Let's meet our first contestant. She is Jane.
Yes. Jane, stop this crazy thing.
She says the celebrity she most resembles is Suzanne Summers.
Well, that's all public opinion, but that's what I've been told.
Are you the...
That would be me.
Oh, I'm so glad you showed up. That's good.
Well, in case you guys didn't...
Oh, this is so cool. I dig this.
Hard.
Look at that. Look what she flies.
She flies like one of those Snoopy and the Red Baron planes.
Yeah, but look at the car a little more closely.
There's somebody hanging off the plane. Is that somebody... I mean, is that you hanging off the plane?
Yeah, that would be me.
Wow. Oh, she brought out some nice pins.
Oh, very cool.
She's an actual real pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do, like stunt flying? Is that what you do?
Flying as well as wing walking.
That's you on the wing.
That would be me on the wing.
Wow. I guess we don't have to ask you if you're nervous or not.
She's hot.
She is hot.
Actually, there are some things that make me nervous.
Really?
Like what?
Like right now.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can handle this, you can handle strip trivia.
She's very cute. I'll tell you, you're better looking than Suzanne Summers.
Well, thank you.
You really are. Okay, get out of here. See you in a minute.
Man, a wing walker. You know how cool that is? I love that kind of stuff.
You don't get that every day.
Here is our second contestant. His name is Don.
My name is Don.
The celebrity he most resembles is Christopher Reeve as he is today.
Hi, guys.
What the hell's going on?
Christopher Reeve?
I'm not sure.
When I was younger, yes. They told me that. I had more hair then. Now,
there is another celebrity you resemble, and I can't...
He looks kind of like a young version of... The Marine dad who goes fag in American Beauty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at him. I mean, he has...
Right.
He has that...
He's got a little Jacko in him, too.
No, not Jacko.
A little bit Jacko.
Yeah, Jacko, no, right.
After I got off the phone with you guys yesterday, I asked my girlfriend. She said, cross between Tom Cruise and Mel Gibson.
Not a chance.
No, sorry.
Please tell your girlfriend that we contribute every year to the Lighthouse for the Blind.
How'd you know she was...
Get out of here. Nice meeting you.
All right, that's Don.
This guy looks nothing like Christopher Reeve.
Fantastic.
Nothing. Our next contestant is Donna.
Donna.
And she says the celeb she most resembles is Rosie O'Donnell.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Now, she is, first off, a redhead.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Rosie O'Donnell on the Today Show today.
Hi, Rosie.
And... Rosie is way bigger than you are. You are doing yourself a disservice to say that you resemble Rosie O'Donnell.
We are delighted to have a full-figured gal on this show.
Yeah.
We really are. Way to go.
And where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
From Virginia. Okay.
State? Just kidding. Okay. Just, I'm a kidder.
What do you do? Can you tell us that?
I work with websites, www.brookfieldreader.com.
Gotcha. And the reason you're here today, Donna?
Just to have some fun, maybe win a trip.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Good
nice
luck.
To meet you. Our next contestant is Cade.
Cade.
Hey, Donna, when you go out in the hall, see if you can put a little more perfume on. Here is Cade.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He is a monster of a man.
What are you weighing at, Cade?
About 330.
330?
Marty, my man.
And you know, he was right when he told us he looks like Adam Smasher's son, the guy who is the orderly on ER.
Absolutely. Hear it all the time.
Absolutely. You're part of the big man. Did you get a chance to meet Diamond Dallas Page?
No. Saw him when he walked out the hall. Just
I would have liked to see Diamond Dallas Page try to pick you up.
I bet he could have.
I bet he could have. Absolutely. And the reason you're playing the game today?
Just for the hell of it.
Love that. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for listening. Get out of here, Cade. Let's meet our next contestant, Mike. Her name is Jennifer, and she says the celeb she most resembles is Colleen from Survivor.
Hi there.
Hi there. Oh, no.
Much cuter than Colleen from Survivor.
Absolutely. Very good to have you here.
I'm so excited to finally see you guys. I've been envisioning you for months.
Hopefully it's not too much of a horrible disappointment.
No, not at all.
Can I have your gum, please?
Oh, yeah.
There's no gum chewing allowed.
We have the gum rule in the studio. Thank you. You know, there was a day before the advent of AIDS that I would have eaten this. And please don't take it as a personal affront that I'm not eating it.
That's a very attractive, like, scarf thingy that you're wearing. What is that called?
It's just a nubby scarf.
A nubby scarf. Fantastic.
I bet there's a few nubbies in here today.
My friend Pilar gave it to me for her birthday, which is today.
Oh, wonderful.
Pilar. The reason you're playing, Jen?
I got bamboozled into playing.
We love that.
Excellent. When you leave here, you'll be delighted that you were bamboozled. Uh-huh.
I hope so. I hope I won't be too embarrassed.
You? Oh, no.
Don't worry.
I'm prepared, though.
Don't worry.
She's prepared. All right, get out of here.
Very good.
She's a bad girl.
All right.
Let's meet our...
What's that? Go ahead, plug whatever you want to plug.
What'd you say?
Did I plug T.T. Reynolds?
Gear.
Facts.
Yeah.
Main Street. Go drink beer. We love
really?
To see you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you. Our next contestant is Dan. And Dan the man says the celeb he most resembles is Luke Skywalker.
There is always one of these in strip trivia.
You know, this guy looks nothing like Mark Hamill.
No, this guy looks... you know the guy looks like... You know that TV commercial where the guy's watching the soccer game on all the different TVs?
Yeah, that's who he looks like.
That's who he looks like.
I thought that a dashingly handsome Luke Skywalker.
Right. Dan, what do you do?
I am a server. A waiter.
He's a waiter. Gotcha.
Fantastic.
All right, and the reason you're playing?
Well, my opinion is the second place is the first loser, so...
All right, very astute.
He's very confident.
Thank you.
And he's
giving us a salute.
He's also a little scary. Get out of here.
All right, get out of here.
All right, little scary.
Luke Skywalker with no dental insurance. Our next contestant is Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how you guys doing?
I want to tell you something, that Buzz, you're responsible here because...
Okay.
Buzz told you, Jen, that you are an eight.
He told me that these were an eight.
I remember.
Oh, you're boobs.
I remember those eights.
I rated them on camera.
Yes. Boobs.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And, you know, sometimes when a woman comes in here wearing a sweater, you can't really tell.
No.
We can tell. Yeah. We can already tell. Yes, absolutely.
What do you do?
I am a temp.
A temp.
I work for a nonprofit.
What? Okay. And... She's cute, except she got the Liza Minnelli haircut.
She got Liza Minnelli do.
Right.
Yeah, interesting Liza Minnelli do, but I think we're all looking forward to sweater time.
Yes, we are. Jen, thank you for coming down.
Yes.
And we'll go with Buzz's recommendation on her boobs.
Not bad, huh?
But Buzz says she's an A. Our next contestant is a J.
Yeah, he does look like the guy from Drew Carey.
Hello, Dynamite.
He looks exactly like the guy from Drew Carey.
He says he looks like Oswald from Drew Carey.
But turn around. Oswald doesn't have that. Look what this guy's got.
I mean, he's got his hair done in... what do you call that?
What do you call that? What is that? What's your hair done? What are you doing with that hair back there?
Dreads.
Dreadlocks?
Yeah.
And you got them like... But they're not up on top. They're like attached to the back.
They're all I've just got them tied back.
How often do you wash that?
About every 2 days.
Every 2 days.
You know, I read something with Ricky Williams of the Saints, you know, because he has the dreads.
Mm-hmm.
He says he hasn't washed his hair in 3 years.
Really?
I mean, that he goes to the shower and he does it, but he doesn't take the dreadlocks out to wash his hair.
Is that recommend?
Oh, these are solid. They're not going to come out.
So you actually, technically, when was the last time you undid them and washed your hair? How long would that have been?
You know,
how long do you figure it's been?
About 5 years.
All right, get out of here. Nice meeting you.
See
you later.
See
you in a second,
Oswald.
Our next contestant is Kate. And I always love meeting the Helen Hunt lookalikes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kate. Yeah. You've been on the show before.
No.
You haven't? You look familiar.
Don't know why.
No, that's all right.
I don't think she's been in here before.
Okay, all right. She hasn't. Thank you.
No.
Very good.
No, of course she has.
She has. It doesn't matter. It's no big secret. You can be another player.
She's played before.
No problem.
It's fine. And she does look like Helen Hunt.
She does.
I'm glad to have her play the game.
We can play strip trivia every time we play. Nice seeing you again.
Good seeing you guys, too.
Are you thinking you're going to win the big money this time?
I'm hoping.
Oh, very good.
All right, get out of here.
All right, see you later.
And you know, we are going to have
real
money.
Sorry, I spoiled the surprise.
Well, frankly, I didn't know. I just didn't.
Right.
I didn't want her to be disqualified.
Nah, she's right. Not. You can do that. You can. We've had repeat customers.
Sure. Here is Gary. Now, we have no information on Gary because he's one of our last-minute guys.
And we appreciate you coming down here on short notice.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Gary, where are you from?
I'm from this area, Chantilly.
And what do you do?
Computers.
And the celeb you think you most resemble?
What do you think, MacGyver? Give me one.
It's tough. Or maybe the guy from Sopranos and Terminator.
Oh, you mean the guy who's on the X-Files now?
Yeah.
Robert Patrick.
All right.
Well, Doogie Howser.
Oh, too old.
He's going to get older.
All right. We'll go with Robert Patrick.
Get out of here, Gary. Thank you for coming down. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, we got a Molly.
Yes, and here she comes. I hope she's not a Ringwald. Here is Molly.
No, she's not.
Now, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Now, Molly is also a walk-in. Thank you for joining us at the last moment.
The walk-ins deserve an extra round of applause.
Hallelujah.
They do. Absolutely. Yeah. They made it happen.
Molly, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
What do you do?
I'm an editor.
Okay, and who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I've never really known. I've been told Rene Russo, but I think that's
good. No, that's good enough for us.
No, but you know what? She's like a hippie Rene Russo. You have that hippie look about you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a compliment.
Oh, thank you then. Thank you.
All right, yes, you're cute. Okay, get out, Molly. Thank you. See you in a moment. Jim is next.
See you soon. Beautiful. Here's the guy you like.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Here is the Martin Short, Steve Buscemi of the group. Am I saying that guy's name right?
Hey, it's Lee Chambers.
there's a name from the past. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
You are one weird dude. You just couldn't help but...
No, I was stuck at the end. I was on the end of the line, and everyone's lined up there, so I was stuck there. I was just looking at the footage.
You were just staring in here.
Yeah. Like, you kept looking around going...
Like we're chimps in a zoo.
And I tell you, this is like Michael J. Fox meets Rodney Jane Dangerfield.
So you said Michael J. Fox crossed with David Spade at one time, Michael.
Well, yeah. Michael?
Mike. Don't call him that.
I swear to God, you're on my list, pal.
Where are you from, Jim?
From Fairfax.
And what do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Thank you very much for coming down. Now, please get out of our room. And we have one more contestant to meet.
Correct me.
And her name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, how are you?
Look at you come and do a little dance.
Very much.
Very tall.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Cute.
How you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Goddamn cute. Where are you from, Nicole?
I'm moving to Alexandria.
And the celeb you think you most resemble?
Catherine Heigl.
Who?
Heigl. Yeah.
No. Who? Catherine Heigl.
Maybe.
Who?
One of Charlie's 12-year-olds.
One of what?
Catherine Heigl. Have you ever seen My Father, the Hero?
No.
Shepard Dude? That's what she said.
No. Well,
the Gold Train movie?
No, but you know who you remind me of a little bit?
The Steven Seagal train movie?
I got
his
daughter? Is that who you think you look like?
Hold on. A better looking version of the lady from the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, but that girl's such a dog.
No, she's not a dog, and she's a...
You mean the girl that had the snot?
She's much better. But you get obsessed on the snot.
You
get obsessed on the snot.
I saw her on the Jay Leno show, though.
Really?
She is... In real life, she's bad.
Okay, well, who are we going to put down for her?
Well, I know who she's talking about. Have you seen the Steven Seagal movie where he's on the train?
No.
And he's trying to save his daughter, and the train is being hijacked?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, just trust me.
How about I just put down Pretty Lady, huh?
Yeah. Cute.
All right, here we go.
I like that.
She's very cute. Okay, get out of here, Nicole.
She is prettier than the lady on the Blair Witch. I was just trying to get a frame of reference.
There you go. That's the lineup. Let me count. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I like that. 7 girls. And 5 boys.
That's the way it works.
That's an excellent lineup for strip trivia. You've met them all.
You're going to have to do real lightning rounds now.
Yes, the girls will be in here with us in the main studio.
Right.
The boys will be in Buzz's broadcast nook.
Thanks,
with Lisa.
Lisa loves that job.
And with the can of citrus spray. We will start the game with a... Lightning round!
Mm-hmm.
Right now or so.
Right now or so.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you.
Oh,
Don't stop. Now isn't the time for talk, darling.
Moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. The blouse was open and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising erectly from the midst of those glorious unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondle.
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, let's get them divvied up now.
Now, you had mentioned before you're going to start with a lightning round, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Because we thought we were only going to have three on three.
As it turns out, it's
seven on five today.
And I want to applaud the walk-ins once again. Made it all happen.
Now, in the main studio here, we have all seven girls. Now, girls, when it's your turn to answer the question... Or should we have them answer? Should we have them answer on the one in the back? You know, we got so many goddamn microphones in here today.
They should probably step up to the front microphone and look you in the eye and answer.
Which one of the front microphones?
That microphone.
This one right here?
Yeah, that one right there.
All right,
there.
So girls, this is the microphone you step up to answer your questions. And if you get them wrong, that's where you take your clothes off.
And we always say, hi, ladies!
Hi, guys.
Oh, that was terrible.
That sucked. That sucked. Come on.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Donnie Mike.
Very good. You, girls. And over in the other room, this is a dream scenario for Lisa. She's over there with five sweaty, horny guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Donnie Mike.
And hi, guys.
Hi, Donnie Mike.
And Doogie Howser, Michael J. Fox, Rodney Dangerfield wanted to mention, what is it, six guys?
Six.
It's six guys?
Oh, it's six guys.
Yeah, six guys.
Like Mr. Roper.
All right, six fellas and...
he's trouble, incidentally.
And seven girls.
That guy.
Right. Total of 13.
Jim.
All right, we're going to play. Is everybody down to five articles of clothing? Girls, you got five? You got to say something. Don't just nod.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
Like all strip trivia games starts out. Everybody's a little nervous, a little apprehensive. And then as the game goes on, it gets turbo rowdy.
It does. And guys, are you down to five?
Yes.
Yeah, Donovan.
Okay, let's start. And the first round of questions will be from the Trivial Pursuit Genus 3 edition.
Okay, not a genius edition, a genus 3 edition.
What is this? G-E-N-U-S.
What does genus mean?
I don't know.
Genus and species.
Yeah, we'll do the two ways they classify beings on this fine planet.
You have a big brain, Rob.
We will go with a lightning round, and we're going to stick with the pink questions, which are all arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Rob, you know, I need that...
lightning round sound.
Here's, give me just the dry voice thing. I need the thing that goes with... Thank you, Robbie.
It's time for a lightning round.
There you go. Mike, we put a lot of time into the production elements for this.
Nobody can slam our production values on this show.
Jane.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Step up. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Jane the pilot, who's wearing... a very attractive outfit today.
Yeah, it's this thing with exposed shoulders and kind of a neat print on this leather skirt. Very, very sexy.
Is that leather or nauga hide or plastic?
It's kind of a vinyl-y.
Latex-y.
Leather.
All right, that's all right.
All right, here you go. Here's your question. Oh, this is an easy one. Who manages the convenience store on The Simpsons?
Apu.
Abu,
yes.
Abu, that is correct.
Apu.
A-P-U.
Way to go. That is your first correct answer.
That's how you spell it. Don.
Hello.
Step up. Hello, Don.
I've stepped up.
Don is the alleged Christopher Reeve looking.
Well, you guys tell me.
Girls, take a look at him and be honest, please, and be vocal. Do you think this guy looks like Christopher Reeve?
No.
No.
Don't be so unanimous.
Who is?
Looks like Gary Sinise a little bit.
Gary Sinise.
What do you think he looks like?
Yeah.
Gary Sinise?
Gary Sinise.
That's an insult to Gary Sinise.
But I'm going
to
put that down since they said that. Gary Sinise.
Great. What blonde sex symbol of the 1990s claims to have an IQ of 154?
Madonna.
No, that would be Sharon Stone.
And, Don, it's time for your very first article of clothing. What will you be removing?
Well, since I proclaim to be the Pierce man, I'm going to take the shirt off.
Shirt coming off.
Shirt off. Here we go. The girls are not thrilled by that. Jennifer is not thrilled by that.
Jennifer had a lovely gesture indicating her disapproval there.
Jennifer, take a look at him. He's proud of himself. What do you think of him?
That's something to be proud of.
There you go.
Something to be proud of.
Let's go with Donna. Step up, Donna.
Donna is our Rosie O'Donnell lookalike. Donna, what three detective shows comprised the NBC mystery movie series in 1971?
What?
Donna. Donna. It's a lightning round, honey.
Okay, yeah, I don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue. McLeod.
McLeod.
Columbo and McMillan and wife.
And Donna, what's your first article of clothing before you get to
it? In front of the microphone,
right to,
Donna.
Right to the microphone so we know
my
what you're
talking
about. Your jeans!
Jeans are coming off.
Jeans coming off here, boss.
I'd like to point out, first prize today is the vacation to Orlando.
Very nice, and you get to have lunch with the astronauts.
Lunch with astronauts, a VIP for the shuttle launch.
Right.
Second place is $200, and third place is $100.
Very good.
Let's go to Cade.
Cade is our ER orderly.
A gigantic man. Cade, now listen, we always ask the girls what they think of the guys. What do you think of the girls, Cade?
Can't complain. Not
can't
too bad.
Complain? All right.
Although I have to admit here that Lisa here is a full-fledged certified hottie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Thank you.
I mean, we know Lisa's hot.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Very good.
No, you're talking about Lisa. You're sitting right next to
Lisa. Okay, I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear him that way.
Do you think Lisa's hotter than any of the girls playing the game today?
Definitely.
Well, Matt, you have just succeeded in irritating all of the women that are in here.
That was not the smart answer.
Are you married? Girlfriend? Engaged? Cade?
Married.
You're married. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cade. There you go. What is the showbiz name of Azur Danielvich?
I have no friggin' idea.
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, and it's time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing, Cade?
The shirt.
The overshirt.
The shirt.
The overshirt.
Are you going to leave your undershirt on?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Damn. Let's go to Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer
Happy
is our...
Happy 23rd birthday, hello. Jennifer.
Our thank Colleen you. From Survivor.
Oh, is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Oh, happy birthday. Real quick version of happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
What was college student Mike Stivic studying on All in the Family?
I was even alive then. I don't know.
Sociology.
That is time for your first item of clothing, Jennifer. Jennifer, what will you be removing?
Socks. Do they count as one?
How many items do you have?
I have five.
Five. Yeah, then... socks would count as one.
Okay.
Yes, socks count as one. Absolutely. You mean each individual sock you were thinking was, well, no, both socks count as one item. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Dan. Dan?
That's the Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. No, he's not Luke Skywalker. You're right. He's more like the guy in the commercial who watches soccer when he opens up his mailbox.
Absolutely. And we always get one guy that looks a little bit like Dan.
Oh, great.
Okay, Dan, here we go. Dan, what writer flooded the paperback bestseller list with installments of his Green Mile serial?
Stephen King.
That's correct.
Congratulations, Dan. That's your first correct answer. Way to go.
Let's go to Jen.
Jen, Buzz gave her an 8.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
What long-legged actress played the part of Sam, Richard Diamond's private secretary?
I have no clue.
Right. Some of these are very hard. Some are very easy in this round. That was Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore, and that means it's time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing, Jen?
What, Jen?
The socks.
Socks coming off.
Socks. Okay, more socks. Yeah, I'm not a big foot fan. I'm not going to wait for that. No offense. No offense. She's not a foot lover. Jay?
Jay is our dreadlock Oswald from Drew Carey.
Now, were you being interviewed by some nerd out in the lobby?
Yes, I was.
You know, I walked out to the lobby to take a leak, and I see this guy out there, Jay out there, and a guy with a tape recorder saying to him, what do you think the odds are that you're going to be winning on Shrimp Trivia today?
I mean, was that a legitimate interview that somebody was doing?
It's with one of your fan pages.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he's handing out his business cards and all that.
All right.
And I guess we didn't exterminate this week.
Well, you know what? They mean well.
They do indeed.
What is the name of the mythical Scottish town that appears for a single day every 100 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Not a clue, right? And Mike? Brigadoon.
Brigadoon. All right, it's time for your first item of clothing, Jay. What are you taking off?
It's a private joke in this room. I'm sorry.
Brigadoon.
I'll be going with my sandals.
Sandals.
Sandals, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Let us know about those feet, Lisa.
Always make a good pie crust.
How are his feet?
Not too bad. Kind of smells a little bit, maybe like Lindberger cheese.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right, where's Kate?
Kate,
Helen Hunt look-alike.
Never been here before.
Hi, Kate. She's played, how many times you played the game? 10 times?
Once.
Just once?
Very good.
Just once. Kate, what was the name of David Lynch's surreal primetime soap opera of the 1980s?
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks is right.
That is our third correct answer of the round.
It's too bad we won't be seeing your Twin Peaks anytime soon.
Right now or so.
She is a dead ringer for Helen Hunt. Gary.
Yeah. We decided he looks like Robert Patrick.
Your girls think so?
I don't
so?
Even know who that is.
No.
He's
no.
The Terminator man.
Yeah. No, yes. Okay, here's your question.
All right.
What virus threatens the populace in Richard Preston's book, The Hot Zone?
Ebola virus.
That's correct.
That is another correct answer, and you pulled that one out at the last second.
Pulled it right out of his ass.
You want to know which generation it was, Reston or...
Shut up, okay? Molly. Wow. Where's Molly?
Molly's our
up.
Rene Russo. Hi. Lookalike.
Hello.
The hippie Rene Russo. Who played Bat in Doctor Strangelove? Christ, I would never know this in a million years. Now, do you think you know the answer?
No, I only know a couple of characters, but I'll guess, but I'm not sure.
Any idea?
No.
Is it Peter Sellers?
No, it was Keenan Wynn.
Keenan Wynn.
Who's that? Hey, what are you taking off?
Socks.
Socks?
First item of clothing for Molly, and he was a character actor, had a big white mustache, you know, kind of a guy like that, you know.
Who knows? Guys. Hey, Jim. Here he is, Jim.
Jim is our Michael J. Fox, Rodney Dangerfield combo.
Hi, guys.
Scariest contestant, I believe, today.
I got to say hi to Muffy. Hi, Muffy.
I bet you do.
What classic British novel written in 1928 was banned in Britain until 1960?
Lady Chatterley's Lover?
He's right.
Another correct answer. Oh, boy, that doesn't bode well.
And Nicole.
Here she is.
Step up, Nicole.
I'm just going to unzip right now.
Oh, no, be confident. Confident.
Whose sonnets from the Portuguese contain the romantic sonnet, How Do I Love Thee?
From the Portuguese?
You've already unzipped your pants.
I don't know.
I can see your underpants. It's Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
And what will you be removing, Nicole?
Never go to Nova.
God. All right. Well, what do you... jeans. Oh, she's taking her jeans off. We'll wait.
Jeans are coming up. Yes, we will wait.
We'll wait.
All right, we're waiting here.
We'll just wait.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Are those see-through panties that you're wearing?
You tell me.
Yep.
Are they see-through panties?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Take your time.
Uh-huh. Dude, just take your time wriggling out of those pants. Okay.
Yes, see-through.
Very.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good first round. That's the end of the first round, Bob.
That was a good first round.
I lost my place in the show. Let's, you know what? Yeah, what the hell? We got time. One more lightning round.
Lightning round. Time for a lightning round.
Guys, look at how we're doing on spots. We're going to go to the dum-dum questions now.
Dum-dum questions, and you will be very impatient during this round.
Yes.
We will fly through this round.
These are the dum-dum questions, Trivial Pursuit, regular Trivial Pursuit, and you know what? I take it back. Some are dum-dum and some are not dum-dum.
It depends on the genus.
We got them all mixed up together. Jane, step up.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Jane.
Our wing walker.
You say that every time, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'll say wing walker.
Okay.
Jane.
Guard.
What was the first Lifesaver flavor?
Cherry.
Peppermint.
No, first, I was a guess.
First item of clothing. What's coming off, Jane?
It'll be the shoes.
The shoes.
Shoes. See, this is always the most boring part with the shoes and the socks.
Shoes. Nah, 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 nah. If only all the girls could be like Nicole, who just took her pants off and is
standing over in the corner with see-through panties.
See-through underpants.
That's what makes strip trivia fun.
Hey, what do you got? What do you got going on there? The JonBenet look? Is that what you got under there?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
Okay.
Ah, yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't see a lot of hair. Don.
Hi, Don.
Don is the Gary Sinise look-alike.
Don.
Yeah, thanks.
What cocktail was first mixed at the Occidental Hotel in San Francisco in 1860?
Rob Roy.
Cocktail. No, that would be...
A martini.
A martini, and it's item number two. What's coming off, yeah, Don? Quickly.
Shoes.
Shoes. Never like that.
I know.
Donna, step up, please.
Are Rosie O'Donnell look-alike?
Donna. What retired superstar conducted the Boston Celtics three-day camp for big men? What retired Boston Celtics superstar conducted the...
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird is right.
Way to go, Donna.
Excellent job.
Pull that out of your arse.
Very good.
Cade.
Come on. Big man Cade. Big man Cade.
Who plays the brother of Jeff Bridges' character in The Fabulous Baker Boys?
No clue.
Bo Bridges.
His real brother, Bo Bridges. Item number two, what's coming off, Cade?
The undershirt.
The undershirt.
All right, let's wait for this.
Here we
ladies,
go.
We like a reaction.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
He's got some... He has got some tan mitts.
Absolutely.
He has big tan mitts.
He does.
Tan mitts.
At least it's cold. Tan mitts.
Hey, you know what? How many girls in here think that he might have bigger teats than you? Huh?
A lot of them are raising their hands. They've all raised their hands.
All right. Thank you, Cade. Let's go to Jennifer.
All right. Our Colleen look-alike. From Survivor.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yes.
What NFL quarterback earned $8 million a year in endorsements in 1990?
O.J. Simpson.
Such a girl. No, Joe Montana.
Item number two, Jennifer, what's coming off?
Jen, what is it?
Pants.
Pants are coming off here.
Oh, you got to step up to the microphone.
Yes, we like to know because our audience likes to know what's coming off, and the pants are
like
coming off.
I'd like to share that with everybody.
Yeah, here we go. All right.
Get our pants off now.
Pants coming off here.
Okay, see, now the show is progressive.
We're checking to see, no, they are not see-through. They are not see-through. They are pretty... Red panties.
Red underpants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very nice.
Thank you. Dan?
Dan, the Luke Skywalker, but not the soccer guy.
Hi, Dan.
Yes, hello.
Dan, what insect is often referred to as a white ant?
Termite? Oh.
Termite is correct.
And with that, Dan moves into the lead, one of our first leaders.
Jen.
Jen has one item of clothing missing.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Doesn't she look like she could be on Sprockets?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right. You have that...
My name is Diesel. This is Sprockets.
The European look about you. What martial arts master left Hollywood for Hong Kong when David Carradine got the lead on Kung Fu?
Jackie Chan?
No. Bruce Lee.
And that is item number two, Jen. What will you be removing into the microphone, please?
I'll be removing the pants.
The pants are coming off here. Okay. Pants are coming off.
You got to step up by the microphone so everybody can see.
And not see-through panties. Now that is the standard now.
Is that a tattoo?
Ooh.
What, come here. What is that a tattoo of on your on your upper thigh?
Rising over a wave.
Wow.
The moon rising over a wave.
That's a very elaborate tattoo you have there.
I drew it.
Can we see that?
You drew it yourself?
I can tattoo it myself.
Yeah, let us see that.
Oh, you drew it yourself. Wow.
Will you show it to the boys?
Very pretty.
Turn to the boys would like to see it.
And I thought that was charming the way that guy in there asked for that.
Hey, let us see that. And we want to see it now. Jay, step up, Jay.
Jay is Oswald from Drew Carey with the dreadlocks.
Jay, what Robert Redford movie won the Oscar for cinematography? Jay.
It's...
Hi, Jay.
Jay.
Jay?
I don't know.
A river runs through it.
Second item of clothing. What's coming off, Jay?
With my wonderful smelling socks.
Do you mean you had that queer look going of socks with sandals?
Of course.
I hate that look.
I did it just for you, Don.
He's Jay.
Damn, I hate that.
All right.
Kate.
Our Helen Hunt look-alike, she has no items of clothing off yet.
She doesn't, huh?
Nope.
Okay. What SCTV dance party was hosted by Mel Slurp?
Soul Train?
No. Mel's Rock Pile. I don't even remember that, do you?
I know, but it sounds very Second City TV.
What will you be removing?
My shirt.
Okay.
Ah, shirt coming off here.
Oh!
And, now look at, there's a see-through bra.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I remember you now. Nice collection.
You. I met you. She likes being naked is what I meant.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right.
You.
Do we have the pierced navel?
No.
Okay, nope. Just checking.
Gary.
Yes.
Gary.
I guess he's not the Robert Patrick lookalike. Gary is also doing well. He has no items off.
All right, Gary, here you go. What war caused the most oil spills from tankers in history?
Hey, look at that smart guy.
You know why I gave him that one?
Persian Gulf.
F you.
That is two correct answers in a row. He is now tied for the lead in strip trivia.
Because you know when the other guy had the question with the movie A River Runs Through It?
That's right.
He was standing behind him with his hand like this.
Right.
Making the motion like of a river, like, I'm so smart, I know this, and he's so stupid, he doesn't know this.
Well, just remember, you're Lord Quizmaster, and you're the smart guy, and I think the
fix
Lord
your wagon.
Quizmaster will fix your wagon.
Molly.
Molly's our Rene Russo. Oh,
yeah, Molly. Come on, step up, Molly. How are you doing?
She's removed one item of clothing.
Are you having fun?
Indeed I am.
Indeed I am.
Indeedy do.
What Saturday Night Live star was the subject of the book Wired?
John Belushi.
First correct answer. Way to go, Molly.
Jimbo. Weird Jim.
Weird Jim. That's his name from now on. How you doing, Weird Jim?
I'm doing fine. Taking a little bit of work.
What did some give? According to a Billy Ray Cyrus album title.
Some gave all.
He is a freaking savant.
That is, he is tied for the lead also.
How do you, hey, hold on, come back, Weird Jim. How do you know a Billy Ray Cyrus album?
I just took a guess at that, I swear.
Okay.
All right, we go to our last contestant.
Nicole.
Nicole with the see-through panties.
Yes.
Nicole, what single did Elvis record after suing Priscilla for divorce? On January 8th, 1973.
God, picking out the song. Jailhouse Rock.
Separate ways.
Separate ways. And
we can go on together.
Separate ways. What are you removing?
Shirt.
Shirt.
Coming off here.
Now. The beautiful bra.
You have to stand around naked.
And that's the end of the second round there,
wow.
Bob.
Wow. Good round. Good round.
Fantastic.
Good round. Look at Nicole just standing there with her bra and panties on.
Waving at the crowd. Kind of doing the parade wave, which is very cool.
Yeah. Now, Mike, who's in the lead as we go to our first break here?
We have three leaders as we go to round number three of Strip Trivia. Our leaders are Dan, the Luke Skywalker lookalike that really doesn't look anything like Luke Skywalker. Gary, who is our Robert Patrick guy that really doesn't look like Robert Patrick. And our wonderful Weird Jim, who looks like a combination of Michael J. Fox and Rodney Dangerfield.
All right, girls, is there anything you need as we go to break?
Turn the heat up.
What? What, honey, what? Speak up.
Turn the heat up a little.
Turn the heat up. Not a chance. Guys, is there anything you need over there?
No.
Okay. All right. We will be back. Some of these people are going to be eliminated very soon. Stay with us.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
That beautiful. See, that's the production value we give you.
I love production value.
Strip Trivia. Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
And now back to Strip Trivia, only on the Dawn and Mike Show.
Well, you know what's happened here during the first break is that the girls have been getting to know each other a little better.
Excuse me, I was distracted by Nicole's preparing for round number three.
You got no hair down there at all, do you, Nicole? You know, she has see-through underpants.
I love your boyish curiosity.
And there you go. Jennifer's taking her pants off, and Kate just took her shirt off, and everybody's
getting ready.
In the other room, I think the guys, they don't put their clothes back on, do they, Lisa?
No, they stay just the way they are through the break.
The girls like to, in between rounds, put everything back on and then take it back off. It's a girl thing.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It is cold.
It's actually very warm in here. I think that's why they're staying naked.
That's all the girls say.
That's Jennifer. And Jennifer, I've identified as possible trouble.
Why?
Possible trouble. I don't know. It's just, it's a hunch. It's a hunch that I have.
It's
here.
Cold in here. It's cold in here.
What would that sound be?
All right, are you girls ready? We're going to do one more lightning round, but we're going to use the
It's time for a lightning round.
We'll use more of the dumb questions, though.
Very good.
Here we go. Let's start with Jane.
And I won't say Jane stopped this crazy thing, but I just did, so I lied.
And, we should mention that Jane has been featured in the G. Gordon Liddy calendar.
That would be the stacked and packed calendar?
The very first one he did in 1995.
So you're stacked, and you also know your way around a weapon?
Yeah.
Ah, very good. And you're also a flyer person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I ask you off the air.
That's a technical term.
Mm-hmm. I will ask you on the air.
Yeah.
Did you sleep with Mr. Liddy?
No, I did not.
Okay. At any time did you take a trip to his office?
No, I did not. My husband was with me at the time.
Ah, very good.
Gotcha.
Okay. Here is your question. What bulbous-nosed early screen comic asked that part of his estate be used to found a college for orphaned white boys and girls?
Oh, my.
I know this. Sorry,
honey.
Hey, yeah. Mystery, big at W.C. Field.
W.C. Field.
And item number two, what will you be removing, Jane?
It will be the shirt.
Shirt coming off here.
Here we go.
Now, whoa!
Wow! Wow!
And listen to that wonderful round of applause.
Turn around
to the guys.
And say hi to the guys.
There we go. Fantastic.
No.
She's down to three items of clothing.
Hey, come back here, Jane. What is your bra size?
Big.
What is your bra size?
Big.
That would be 38C.
Wow. Oh. 38C. Oh. And you know what?
Oh, really?
I couldn't even tell.
I know. That's why sweaters were invented.
Couldn't tell until she took her shirt off. Don.
Don has only three items of clothing remaining.
Don. What is the fastest engine-powered sport?
Drag racing.
Airplane racing.
Airplane racing. And that is item number three. What's
Jane
coming off, Don?
That one, wouldn't she, huh?
Don?
Sorry, Jane.
Yes, sir? Don, what's coming off here?
Oh, socks.
Socks. Ugh. Ugh.
Well,
gross.
Arg.
Thanks a lot.
Arg.
Thank God for the glass.
At least it told me during the break. I said, what's it smell like? And she said, seriously, it smells like ass. Said it smells
I did
bad.
Not. I said it smells like kind of like the high school gym after.
No, she said it smells like
it
F.
Smells like the high school gym after somebody's taking a dump.
Jesus, it smells like S word.
All right,
Donna. Donna, step up. Hi, Donna.
Donna.
Here you go, Donna. What was Kramer's first name on Seinfeld?
Wait, I know this. Hold on.
It's a lightning round, honey.
I know this. Oh.
She's down to four items of clothing. Now she's down to three items of clothing.
Cosmo
Kramer, what will you be taking off, Donna?
My little spandex.
Little spandex
little
coming
spandex.
Off here. Yes, siree. And she's using that that time-tested strategy of wearing the large overshirt to serve as the one item of clothing that will cover everything.
Okay. She's covered up.
That's right, Rob.
Cade.
Yo, what's up?
Cade is down to three items of clothing.
Three.
Cade, can I tell you something? I'm a heterosexual man. Can I tell you something, though, as I look at you with your shirt off? I would love to.
You'd like to get a squeeze, wouldn't you?
No, I would love to fitty tuck him.
Come on, big boy.
Here you go. Here's your question. What two planets orbit nearer to the sun than the Earth?
Mercury and Venus.
Correct.
Way to go, Cade. That's your first correct answer. You and your big breath stay in the game.
Nice going, Cade.
Jennifer, here's trouble.
Here we go. It's too cold in here.
Meow, meow.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, enough of you.
Jennifer is also down to three items of clothing.
I am.
What does Jay Leno do?
He hosts a talk show.
No.
Oh.
Question wasn't finished yet, is that right?
What does Jay Leno do for 6 to 8 minutes a day?
J.O.?
Honey, it's from Trivial Pursuit.
I get it right.
No, oh, this is Jay Leno. Oh, man, that feels so good. Six to 8 minutes a day. Here I go. Yes, sir. Boy, this is really, really hard.
I thought it gave you a real easy one. Just do his monologue.
And it's time for item number three. What will you be removing, Jennifer?
Jennifer, up to the microphone
so we can all hear.
Up to the microphone, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Microphone time.
Microphone. What are you taking off?
The top.
Oh.
Well, Jennifer, nice. Please tell everybody what you just took off.
I'm
Jennifer.
I'm so embarrassed.
is.
Just so embarrassed.
Say it for those listening in their cars.
I took off my sweater, and now I'm left in red panties and a bra.
There you go.
And a diamond belly chain.
Thanks. Yes, wonderful.
And check out all those weird, like, Chinese tattoos on her back.
Yeah.
South African thing.
South African.
Oh, look at that.
Mm.
And the one on the back's a hieroglyph.
And if we remember correctly, Jennifer was bamboozled.
I was bamboozled.
Right.
Dan.
Dan's our sort of...
Hey.
Luke Skywalker. What?
Can I make a quick shout out to Michelle real quick? Hi, Michelle.
All right.
Thank you.
What's the top number of a fraction called?
The numerator.
Right. He is our leader once again. That is three correct answers in a row for our soccer TV watcher.
Jen, step up.
Jen is down to three items of clothing.
Jen, what Pulp Fiction star once served as Bill Cosby's stand-in on The Cosby Show?
Samuel Jackson.
Right.
That is your first correct answer. Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you, Mike.
Jay.
Hey, Don.
Jay down to three items of clothing. He has not had a correct answer yet.
Hi there, Jay. What movie did Steven Spielberg make on the condition that he also make Jurassic Park? In other words, he made this movie, and they said you can make this movie if you make Jurassic Park.
The only one I can come up with is E.T.
Yeah, good timeline. Yeah. Schindler's List.
Schindler's List, item number three. What's coming off, Jay?
My pants.
Pants are coming off here.
All right, ladies, get a good look, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Help yourselves.
Get a good one.
Get a good one.
There you go.
They don't seem to be impressed, Jay.
Not a bit.
Kate.
Kate's our Helen Hunt lookalike.
See-through bra. Hi, Kate.
Down to four items of clothing.
You know when you put that bra on that it's see-through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What, you think she might not have noticed that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What trumpeter became the oldest person ever to have a number one single in 1964?
Dizzy Gillespie?
No, it's Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong, and it means item number two. Kate, what will you be removing?
Socks and shoes.
Gary?
Gary is our Robert Patrick lookalike. He can tie for the lead if he answers this correctly.
He's a smart guy, right?
I haven't gotten any of these last ones right.
He's had two correct answers in a row.
What is the third largest continent in square miles?
Lightning round.
Africa.
Yeah. North America.
North America, and it's item number one. What will you be removing,
shoes
Gary?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks. Molly.
Molly has four items of clothing remaining.
Hello.
Hi there, Molly. Molly.
Yes.
What Giants bone-crushing 1985 tackle ended Joe Theismann's football career?
Oh, God.
Lightning round.
I have no idea.
LT Lawrence Taylor.
Item number two, what will you be removing, Molly?
My shirt.
The shirt is coming off here.
Okay, we'll wait.
All right, here we go.
Oh, hold on. She's got a shirt underneath her.
Ah, yes, sir. It's an overshirt with an undershirt.
Do you have a bra on?
No.
No bra. Jim.
Jim could move into the lead, a tie for the lead, if he answers this correctly. He has two correct answers in a row.
Weird, wacky Jim.
Weird Jim.
Jim. What three instruments figure in a piano trio?
That would be bass, piano, and drums.
That would be wrong, wrong, and wrong. That would be piano, violin, and cello.
And that is your first item of clothing. What will you be removing, Weird Jim?
Shoes.
Shoes. Okay, they're all taking the shoes off. And Nicole.
Now here is Nicole.
How many you got left there, Nicole?
Three.
Okay,
three.
So you've got your underpants where we can see the JonBenet, and we've got your bra, which is almost see-through.
I'm sorry.
What else do you have on?
Shoes.
Oh, you still have your shoes on.
She's a player, Don. She's a real player.
She sure is.
Don't pick a hard one.
What are you forbidden to do in a snuff zone?
Tobacco?
Oh, my
God. Or kill people.
That's correct. Smoke. And that's the end of round number three, Bob. A good round it was. And look at all these chicks just wearing their bras and panties around here.
Just hanging out in their underwear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, and I have all the bare feet guys over here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Funny how that works out that Mike and I are in the studio with all the girls just wearing the bras and panties.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like us in here.
Sure doesn't. At least it's over there with the big smelly guys.
Thanks.
Mike, who's our leader right now?
We only have one. It is Dan, the soccer TV watcher. He is our leader with three correct answers in a row. He is followed by Gary. He's also followed by Jim. And let me see if there's anybody else. Nope, that's it. Those are the two guys that are bringing up the rear.
Who is the closest to getting naked?
Oh, we've got a lot of those.
I mean, besides Nicole, who we can basically see through her bra and underpants.
Well, the very closest is Don, who is the Gary Sinise lookalike. He has removed three items of clothing. He's down to his last two. Also, Jennifer, our Colleen from Survivor lookalike, she's removed three items of clothing also.
And look at how comfortable
and,
she is.
And Jay, the Oswald guy. Jay is also removed.
Jennifer, look how comfortable you step up here for a second.
No, I don't want to see my butt.
Come here. Step up. Guys, don't look at her butt, okay?
Not looking at her butt.
For a girl who was complaining a lot, you sure do seem to be comfortable in this position.
I complain for comic value.
We
bravo.
Like that. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Now, none of you guys looked at her ass, right?
Right, okay. That's right. More proof that men are liars.
Stay tuned.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break. This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
Okay, station break time. For all the guys at the Beach Towel Club, Charleston, South Carolina, WTMZ Memphis, WWGQ, Tucson, Arizona, KJLL, in Seattle, KRKO, and every night in New York on WNEW.
I always take you with me, everywhere I go.
And now back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
They're bonding now, right?
They're bonding. Each break, the women get a little more relaxed. Nicole here was like going to her hairdresser during that break. You know, it was weird to see a woman combing her hair with, panties that were see-through.
What do you mean? She was combing her hair with her panties?
She was like doing all this stuff to her hair, sitting there with no panties on.
Oh, I gotcha.
Up for me to, for Rob.
What happened, Rob?
Rob, what happened?
Rob gets very nervous. The girls all start taking their clothes off.
I was back on the air. I was making a valiant effort to appear nonchalant as Nicole was sitting there standing in front of me with the see-through panties on, just doing this. And I'm like trying to be like there's nothing going on here. It's still a little strange.
It's not like she could comb the hair down there.
You are still obsessed with that, aren't you? It's that in the no-no spot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those two things are pretty much it.
Well,
does it bother me? Do you like it in the no-no, Nicole? Step up, do you? Come on, step up. Do you like it in the no-no?
Yeah. I like it anyway.
Somebody just turned the microphone on, and they're going wild.
Of course. All right. Here we go. Another lightning round. We're going to use the dumb questions again.
We're going to round number four.
Here we go, Jane.
Oh, boy.
Step up, Jane.
Jane.
Who brought the role of the Riddler to the movies in Batman Forever?
They don't get any easier.
You might have heard of him, Jim Carrey.
And that is item number three. What will you be removing, Jane?
What are you taking off?
It'll be the skirt.
Skirt coming off here.
Nah. Did you think like I did when she put her hands behind her back?
Just for a second. That for one fleeting moment, I thought we might have
our
first breasts. But the, and the pierced navel and the matching panties.
Very nice.
Very nice. Bravo.
Very nice, Don.
All right.
Hi.
Don Christopher Reeve. How many does this guy got left?
He is one of our losers. He only has two items of clothing remaining.
Okay, I will give you a man question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, a non-fag question. What decade saw the NFL ban head slapping?
1990.
You are a fag. 1970s.
And item number four, what's coming off, Don?
Don?
Pants.
Pants.
Pants are coming off.
Pants. Girls, take a look, girls. There you go. Now, come on. Come on.
Go ahead, pop it in.
We'd like some reaction, please.
Whitey's on.
Wait, what do you think, girls? No comment.
Does he have the brown crown?
Well, what, Lisa?
I can see something from
here. Really? Is there a brown road?
Can you turn around a little bit?
Oh.
Let me see.
No.
Yeah, I see. Something.
Is there a brown road to Scrotesville?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
You got to put on clean underpants when you come to play strip trivia.
I picked my dirtiest pair that I could find.
Just for this reason.
Right.
Donna, step up.
Donna! She is down to three items of clothing.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
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 What ship's lookout was miffed when his request for binoculars was denied in 1912?
Titanic.
Right.
Second correct answer in a row. You hang right in there, Donna.
Cade.
What's Cade up? Is our ER orderly. Three items of clothing remaining.
How you doing, sexy?
I'm doing all right, big boy.
You still want to
fitty tuck in?
You're so much better at that. I'll say it. It'll come out the way it's supposed to.
What professional sports team made it to the playoffs a record 29 straight times, ending in 1996?
The Miami Dolphins.
The Boston Bruins.
And it is time for item number three. Cade, what are you going to be removing?
Shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks. All right, Lisa,
It just keeps getting better over here. I should not ask for anything more. Big hairy toes and skid marks. I'm in heaven.
Okay, shoes and socks are off. Let's go to Jennifer.
Jennifer is down to only two items of clothing.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
What is another name for a killer whale? Jennifer.
Blue whale.
Orca.
She was so confident. She was so confident.
She gets mad at me. Dorka.
And it's item number four.
Jennifer.
Hey, guys, Jennifer. Calm down. What will you be removing for your fourth item of clothing, Jennifer?
It's the record that I'm the first person to be subjected.
Yes.
Yes, yes, you're the first person.
What will be coming off?
Yeah, I guess my bra.
The bra! Oh,
okay, we'll take your bra.
All right.
Now,
big round of applause.
Jennifer.
Yay! Yes. Oh, now, Jen.
Bravo.
Oh, no. No. Jennifer, it's no fair covering up. I mean, for the guys over there.
They can't see.
Okay.
They
can't see. All right.
Okay. Dan.
Dan is our leader. He has no items of clothing off. He has had three correct answers in a row.
I'm doing the best I can here, guys.
Really?
He's a little cocky, too. I think it's time to knock him down a peg or two.
Gotcha. Who told Winston Churchill that the French regard him as the reincarnation of Joan of Arc?
Jeez.
How about that, smart guy?
lightning round, right?
Yes.
No clue.
Chuck de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle, and that is item number one. What will you be removing, Dan?
I'm taking off shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks.
Somebody said to him, duh.
That was me. I knew that.
Who knew that?
I did.
Oh, Lisa did.
Charles de Gaulle.
Oh, you did not.
I know.
You did not. Jen.
That's me.
Jen has three items of clothing remaining.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Don.
Jen. How many points was a touchdown worth in 1911?
Two.
Mm. That's cute. Five.
Item number three. What Jen? Will you be removing for item number three, Jen?
My sweater.
Sweater.
Okay. Now, let's see what Buzz rated an eight.
Okay. Ah, very nice.
Oh, still.
All right.
They should have one of those see-through jobbers on, though.
I know. There's so much different lingerie in here today.
Jay.
Hey. Jay is also one of our losers in the game so far. He has had three incorrect answers. Down to two items of clothing remaining.
Speaking around.
Jay. What large animal starves to death after losing its sixth and last set of teeth?
I would say a rhinoceros.
I would say an elephant.
Mm. Item number four.
I'll take off my shirt.
He will be taking his shirt off.
Here you go. Okay.
Wow. You mean
okay.
Much more accurate here.
Okay.
There.
Kate.
Yeah. Kate's down to three items of clothing.
Kate with the see-through bra. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
What sitcom was nominated for a record 109 Emmy Awards?
I Love Lucy.
I love your bra.
Thanks.
No, it's Cheers.
Item number three, what will you be removing, Kate?
Pants.
Pants coming off here. Oh, the matching pants.
Oh, yeah. She's got see-through underpants, too.
Oh, the second set of see-through underwear here.
You see that, Nicole? That's what a girl should look like down there. See that?
Look at that.
Oh, man, you're killing me. You are killing me. Now a little inspection here of the tattoo. Now we have a little tattoo comparison in here.
Gary
has four items of clothing remaining.
I'm going to tell you what Gary was doing during the break.
No.
What was he doing, Don?
No.
He was out in the hall.
Yes.
Playing with your golf stuff.
Yeah, and did he do anything with it?
Right.
I just told him, don't touch Mike's golf stuff.
He didn't, like, put it between two pillows.
No, but he was out there, like, touching your stuff. He doesn't have shoes on or anything.
Hey, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch my stuff.
I understand.
All right.
Gary. How many of Carl Lewis's Olympic gold medals were won in long jump competitions?
Five.
No. Three.
Item number two. What's coming off, Gary?
Shirt.
Okay. Girls get a good look. And, I didn't mean that literally. Molly. Molly, how you doing?
Good, Don. Thank you.
Great. How many you got left there, Molly?
I have three.
Yep. Down to three items of clothing.
Three. What's the Cooperative for American Relief Everywhere better known as?
CARE.
Right.
Very good. That's a good one, Molly. That's your second correct answer.
See, that's an easy one, except you don't think Cooperative for American...
Like that eucalyptus one.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jim has four items of clothing remaining. He's one of our leaders.
What is the only United States state to border Maine?
That would be New Hampshire.
That would be right, you son of a bitch.
That is his third correct answer.
Nicole
is down to three items of clothing, her bra, her panties, and her shoes.
Just for the record, it gets in the way.
Oh, what, the hair?
Yeah.
It gets in the way of what? Gets in the way of what?
Well, we're
of the muncher.
Okay, I got you.
She just did a little pantomime thing.
Right.
Yes,
that's worse. Okay, interesting.
What dog was responsible for two-thirds, what breed of dog was responsible for two-thirds of the United States dog bite deaths in the 1980s?
In the 80s? Pitbull?
That's right.
That is your second correct answer. And that's the end of round number four, Bob.
Now listen, when we come back from this break,
there will be nudity.
Yeah, and we're doing a lightning round, and we're going to go away from the dum-dum questions, and we're going to go back to the genus questions, okay? Mike, who's in the lead as we go to this break?
Our leaders are Dan, he is the soccer TV watcher. Our other leader is Jim, Weird Jim.
Yes.
Those are our two leaders on the bubble right now in the next round. Possible nudity from Don, who has had no correct answers.
Oops.
And also Jay with no correct answers.
What do you want to say, Don?
Oh, and Jennifer also with no
looking
correct answers.
Forward to it.
Sorry.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it.
There you go.
That's the right attitude.
All right, guys, girls, and everybody at home with the beach towels and the Vaseline, stay right there.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I reached for the thin fabric band that held the ballooning cups of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it, and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart, and out bounded her joyously unconfined breasts. Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breasts.
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, now listen, during the break, I promise I'm not going to slow the show down with this a lot, but Donna wants us to call her kids to make sure they're okay.
All right.
There we go.
How old are your kids, Donna?
Step up, please, Donna.
Donna, how old are they? Because they
just turned 17 on Sunday. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. He just turned 9 last week.
17, 12, and 9.
The 17-year-old's babysitting the other two. That's why I'm concerned.
I want to make sure he's doing a good job.
I want to make sure they're not dead.
Okay, very good.
Trying to dial the damn number.
Don't you put a 1 in front of that? Donna, just stay up on the microphone so we can make sure everything's okay.
Yep, there we go.
Now, okay, the 17-year-old should answer the phone, hopefully.
Are they listening to Mom today?
Yeah.
Oh.
How great, huh?
Hello, who's this?
This is Tabitha.
Do you know Tabitha?
Hey, Tabitha, it's Mommy.
Tabitha, you're on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, it's her mommy calling her.
The rules are rules.
Have you heard your mommy on the radio today?
Yeah, I listened to her.
Yeah. Your mommy's not naked yet. She's going to be very soon, though. What did you want to say to your kids, Donna?
I just want to make sure Josh is being nice to you and that you guys are okay.
Yeah, he is.
Josh, are you being good?
Yeah, he is.
He is? Okay. Well, I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye. I'll see you in a little while.
Okay. Bye.
All right. All right. It's an open-minded whole household.
Bye-bye. Now, Jennifer, who are we calling for you? Step up. And, Jennifer, what are you doing with your clothes on, honey?
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Yeah, right.
O.S.
I'm not the only one.
All right, everybody get naked. Come on now. All right, now, who are we calling? Jennifer, step up to the microphone, okay?
John, as I take off.
John.
Okay. And who's John?
John is... my friend.
T.T. Reynolds.
He's a bartender.
Is John there, please?
I'm sorry?
Is John there, please?
This is John.
John, this is the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air right now, and Jennifer, who is topless right now, wanted us to tell you hello. She's here. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, John.
Hey, Jen. How you doing?
I wanted to give you big ups because he wanted to come up here today, but he was too shy.
She's in here, John, and she's half naked.
And I'm half naked. Incidentally, though, they haven't seen the Brazilian yet.
I got stuck behind the bar today. Otherwise, I'd be there.
We haven't seen the Brazilian?
No.
Was that with your hoochie?
John Vanet.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you got the John Vanet.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right, goodbye. Bye, John.
Bye,
John.
And hold on, Jane, step up. Jane, you want us to call your husband?
Yeah, I just want to make sure he's fed the kid.
Very good. Make sure everything's okay at home.
You got to say this about our show. It's family-oriented bad stuff.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. These are all family people in here. Well, I mean, Jennifer was calling somebody at a bar, but that's all right.
I was just shamelessly plugging my
place. Yes, plugging your place of employment, which is fine with us.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Kirk.
Hi, honey.
What's up? Hey, have you
riddle
said...
Riddle me this.
Huh?
Oh, he said riddle me this. You should have known the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah, I slip of the tongue anyway.
And she likes Batman, too. I can't believe it.
I like what?
Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So you just wanted to check on the...
I want to make sure that the boys have had their dinner.
Oh, yes. They've been pizzaed out.
Oh, okay.
Huh. All right, very good.
Daddy cooks Domino's for dinner.
Well, Mommy's sitting here in her underwear right now, sir.
Just the way I like her.
Okay. All right, nice talking to you.
Take it easy. Have fun, Jane.
Very good. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, let's play the game.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's play the game.
Very good.
Now, this is a lightning round, and this is a no BS lightning round.
We go to round number 5.
Jane, step up.
Here comes Jane just a moment ago speaking to her hubby.
Jane.
Jane is down to 2 items of clothing.
What was installed in front of Major League Baseball fences in 1950?
Nothing about sports.
The warning track.
Item number 4. What will you be removing, Jane?
It'll be the bra.
The bra!
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Bravo!
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, come on!
Wow.
Jane, I have to ask on behalf of the fellas, they wanted just a quick look over there in the other room.
Nice.
It's up to you.
Oh, come on.
There you go. I'm looking out for you guys.
Don.
Don is on the bubble. This is a chance for total nudity. Don has 1 item of clothing remaining.
Oh, yeah, ladies, this could be teeny-weeny time.
Yeah, and you've noticed he has both nipples pierced and his belly button pierced, and rumor is that something else pierced.
Oh, no.
You got your scrot or something pierced?
I'm going to show you guys the true meaning of the word geesh.
The true meaning of the word geesh?
Please, I hope not.
Okay.
I'll show you what a geesh is.
And since I'm down to this and obviously going down for the count, honey, I hope you're on your way to pick me up.
Okay, here we go.
Stop hating, Rob.
Who was the second animated character to receive a star on Hollywood Boulevard?
The second animated character?
Yes.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh. Way to go. You stay alive in round number five. Donna.
That ain't no jive.
Donna, who just talked to her kids.
Donna is down to three items of clothing. She's actually doing quite well in the game.
Donna, what islands did Argentina and England fight over in 1982?
The Antilles, I don't know.
The Falklands.
Item number three. Donna, into the mic. Donna.
Donna.
Hello, please. Into the microphone.
Right up here. What are you taking off, honey?
Bra.
All right, bra coming off.
He's doing the bra trick.
I bet that's what that 17-year-old, he gets that voice sometimes.
Taking my bra. Cade.
Cade is down to two items of clothing.
Cup.
Cade.
Hey, can I borrow that bra, guys?
Well, Don has visions of fitty tucking in.
Cade, what do John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh, and Smokey the Bear have in common? What do John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh, and Smokey the Bear have in common?
Names?
What?
What? Their names?
They each have the word Z in their name.
And it's item number four.
You know, that's a lame question.
That is true.
That really sucks.
What are you going to be taking off now?
Pants!
Pants!
Oh!
Okay, now the girls. The girls are really turned on.
There we go.
What can I say, baby?
Absolutely.
It took a lot of hard work to build something that's beautiful.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer, you are down to your last item of clothing.
Am.
It's almost JonBenet time, isn't it?
No, I hope not.
What is the name of the dog on the Brady Bunch? And don't say Jan.
We have an objection in here.
Hold on, guys. Well, what's the objection?
She's actually wearing two articles with that little thing around her neck.
Yeah. Take the thing off.
Yes.
Gotta play the game by the rules. Sorry, Jennifer.
She had this scarf thing that was covering up her nip.
Yes, she does.
What was the name of the dog on the Brady Bunch?
And they won't even help me. Yeah, a bunch of friends. You.
What's the name of the dog on the Brady Bunch?
Alice.
It's Tiger.
We have our first total nudity. It's time to take those panties off. Jennifer, it's time for you to get totally naked and then make your mad dash.
Jennifer, you got to do it right there,
right at the microphone. That's the rule. And so embarrassed, but it's got to be played that way. And there we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I dropped my pen. Bravo. Let's give her a big round of applause.
Oh, my God.
And then there were 12.
You weren't lying about that. Jesus.
Funny about broken neck.
Her vagina looks like G. Gordon Liddy's head.
Oh, I told my dad not to
speak
to this.
I mean, no hair.
You don't like the no hair.
Uh-uh.
You're not like your producer.
She's cute as hell, though. But
Charlie Brojo was extolling the virtues of the no hair out there.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
No hair.
Of course he was.
Also, the way you go.
He
makes you feel so sassy.
Mm-hmm. So sassy.
There you go. Dan, step up, Dan.
Dan is our clear leader. He has four items of clothing remaining.
Hey, you hurt me on the last one, Don. I'm too young to know that one.
Dan, what activity is described by Pop Goes the Weasel?
A jack-in-the-box, using a jack-in-the-box.
Spinning yarn.
Spinning yarn, and item number two, what will you be removing, Dan?
Spinning yarn. The pants are coming off.
Pants
coming off here, boss.
Bye. Doing everybody a favor. We won't even wait for that. Jen.
Jen down to two items of clothing.
Jen was telling me during the break that during the Tom Gavin Survivor show,
yes,
Jen is the lesbian who Tom was hitting on.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
What is the only breed of dog with a black tongue?
A chow.
That's right.
Second correct answer.
Got chow, doesn't she?
Jay.
Hi, Don.
Jay is down to his last.
Oh, could this be it for you, Jay?
This could be it for Jay.
All right, girls, it could be wiener time. What football player, what NFL football player has the same last name as one of Charlie Brown's friends from Peanuts?
Dan Schroeder?
Alex Van Pelt.
And that's it for you, Jay. Time to take everything off.
There you go. Now, listen, hold on. I'm no homo, but you come back and you do it right like the girls have to do it. Okay? There you go. What now? What was that, Jen?
The window.
You
hey,
know.
She didn't even know.
Oh,
come on.
Hey, turn the lights up over there, Lisa. Oh, turn the lights up. Come on. All right.
All right, here we go.
Come on, give it to the girls.
There it is.
A decidedly low reaction.
You know, they all get over to the window and they're like,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
You know, they can't wait to see his wiener. And then they see it, it's like, okay.
All right, I guess everybody's waiting for the giant anaconda.
Okay, Kate.
Scream in unison.
Step up, Kate. How many you got left there?
Kate's down to two items of clothing.
Just two, Kate. Kate. Who was the 1960 NBA Rookie of the Year, Most Valuable Player, and Leading Scorer?
Yes.
She's trying. She's actually trying.
It's a lightning round, Kate.
I know that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Girls are so cute. No, it's Wilt Chamberlain.
Item number four, what will you be removing, Kate?
My bra.
Your bra!
Bra coming on.
Yeah. You can see right through it anyway.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Bravo.
Beautiful.
Oh. How about that crowd reaction?
Gary.
Yeah. Gary is down to three items of clothing.
Gary. Yeah. What building? What city was the home of the country's tallest building in 1885?
Detroit.
Chicago. Chicago! And item number three, what are you taking off, Gary?
Pants.
Pants coming off here.
Pants. How come the lights... Seriously, I mean, I'm no homo, but how come the lights are, like, dark in that room?
To avoid the glare!
No, it's so the guys can see in here like Buzz wants to see.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, okay. It's not really fair.
No, the lights should at least be like they are now, so we can at least...
That's good, we'll keep it like that.
See faces over there.
Very good.
Let's see, Molly.
Molly is down to three items of clothing.
Hello.
Hi, Molly. Molly, what would you wiggle if you wiggled your minimus?
Your pinky? Finger?
Your little toe.
Little toe. And it is
shirt
time for item number
shirt
three.
Off.
You gotta take your shirt off.
Yes.
Oh, the top comes off.
Wow.
Bravo.
Wow,
bravo. Very nice reaction.
Very
to, like,
pretty.
There they are.
There.
See? That's it. They're very pretty. Very nice. Jim.
Yes,
Jim is
sir.
Our clear leader right now. He has four items of clothing remaining.
Jim.
Weird Jim.
What was first issued in the United States in 1794 with an edition coined as the Flowing Hair Series?
That would be a coin? A dollar?
America's first dollar.
Wow. That's incredible. That's his second straight correct answer, and he's got four correct answers.
Nicole.
Nicole is down to three items of clothing. She's been hanging in there.
Hi to the love of my life. Hi, Ryan.
Okay. Well, who are you saying hi to?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Who's the most voluptuous female in Toontown?
In Toontown, Jessica Rabbit.
That's right.
Three correct answers, and that is the end of round number five.
What a good round it was.
Wow.
Look at this. You got Jane's topless, and Kate's topless, and Molly's topless. And I don't know what's happening over there with the guys. What's happening over there? Lots of bare feet. Well, they've seen a couple of wieners today. Mike, who is the leader now as we go into the next round?
All right, the leader, the clear leader now is Weird Jim. He has four items of clothing remaining. On the bubble for the next round, Big Man Cade. Also, Jane, Jay, and Kate. They are all down to their last item of clothing.
All right, everybody, it'll be another lightning round with more nudity. This is what you listen for when we come right back.
We'll have more Strip Trivia after this quick break.
We will be back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. 40 KHTK.
When do I get to touch your breath?
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Dawn and Mike Show.
You know, Nicole's
a naughty girl, and that was not a professional read that we just did on that commercial.
She is the dirtiest bird.
Yes, very naughty.
In the world.
But you need a little naughtiness on Strip Trivia. You always do.
She has her dookie pierced.
No, it's not her dookie.
Oh, that was
close to the dookie.
Well, see, when she bent over like that...
You thought it was her dookie.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, we were in the middle of doing a live commercial.
That's right.
And you said, go show that to me.
Right, and so, she did.
And, well, she bent over and it looked like her duke.
No, you're just obsessed with the duke.
Okay. So you have your area pierced.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Like that person that had it done on the show one time.
Right.
That's what's pierced.
Her labia.
She cracked me up.
Not her labia. What is it, Nicole, what is it you have pierced down there? Just tell us.
Called a fourchette. The perineum.
Oh, my goodness. All these medical terms. Whoa.
What is it, honey?
The taint.
Oh, the taint. Oh,
so between.
See, that's why I thought it was the duke.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because it's actually between.
My God, that must have been extremely painful to have that done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Worth it?
Aesthetically.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic.
Let's play a lightning round now.
Wow.
Jane, topless Jane, step up.
Jane is down to her last item of clothing. Jane, our pilot.
And I'm very cold.
We can tell. All right, Jane.
Okay.
Jane, what has the U.S. Postal System asked that you not use in mailing addresses? What is the U.S. Postal System asked that you not use in mailing addresses? Jane.
Oh, no.
Take off your underpants.
That's it. Time to take off your last item of clothing, Jane. What is it?
It's punctuation.
Punctuation. All right, and there we go. Yes, there is.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Holy moly.
And then there were 10.
Goodbye, Jane.
Bye, Jane.
Don.
Don is also down to his last.
Guys, listen. She did take it off, and she did spin around.
No, she didn't.
Hey, listen, I am tired of this. Lisa, you must... Lisa, you have to discipline that group over there.
I have my...
Oh, baby, discipline.
I'll whip them into shape.
Oh. Okay, it's time for Don now. Don. Don, step up.
I'm up.
Here we go.
Don is down to his last.
Don's nervous.
Don.
I was hoping to make it come from behind.
Yeah.
What Beatles song? What?
I just heard come,
I was hoping to come,
I
from,
just
behind
heard come from behind and they all laughed. And it made me laugh. I'm an idiot.
What Beatles song, written by Paul McCartney, came to him in a dream and it was originally called Scrambled Eggs?
Strawberry Fields.
Nope.
Yesterday.
No. That's it for you, Don. Time to take off all of your clothes.
All right, Don.
All right, there we go.
Oh.
I'm so glad I didn't see that.
You know what? He has, like, his helmet pierced.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
what's he... I'm not even going to look. Girls, what is he showing us now?
No.
What is he showing us?
Not quite, like...
Okay.
No, that's
Ricky.
The key.
Hold on.
Fourchette. Sounds like a...
Nicole, what has he got?
Sounds like a piece of French lace.
Look at the... What the... Is he put his finger up his butt?
Yeah. Whatever it is that she has pierced, I think he has quite close to it on him being pierced, as well as right under, on the underside of his pinky.
Oh, God. No,
okay.
It's on his scrote.
On his scrote. Okay, thank you.
Ew.
Thank you, Lisa.
Donna, step up, Donna.
Donna has 2 items of clothing remaining.
Here we go, Donna.
And her kids are fine.
Donna. Oh, I used that card already.
Donna.
You can use that one again.
Donna.
Again's fine.
What country invented dry gardens?
Europe, I don't know. France.
Europe, good country.
Item number 4, what's coming off there, Donna?
I'm nervous, all right?
It's Japan. Japan, Donna, what's coming off?
Crap, but you can't see nothing because I have a shirt off.
Panties coming off.
She's taking her underpants off now.
Yeah. Panties coming off.
So all she's got left is just that big moo-moo.
That's it. Absolutely.
Okay, panties coming off. Now let's go to Cade.
Cade is
down
to his
last. Hey, what's up, guys?
Cade is on the bubble.
Cade.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
What is the name given to the... Oh, you know, I'm sorry we had that one. My apologies.
Hey, Jennifer, show's not interesting enough for you? Is that...
My
Are we boring you right now? You want to read the newspaper?
Jennifer, you're reading USA Today?
She just leaned over and asked me for my USA Today. I'm like, here, yeah, go ahead. And then I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
I have a very low attention span.
That's all right.
Really?
Okay.
What cartoon character is considered the world's richest duck?
Scrooge McDuck.
That's correct.
Way to go, Kate. Yeah. Kate hangs in there.
Dan
is Dan's one of our leaders with three items of clothing remaining.
Dan, which Hawaiian island was the home of a leper colony?
Molokai.
I'll give it to him. It's Molokai.
Molokai. That is your fourth correct answer. You hang in there. You're one of our leaders.
Jen
is down to two items of clothing.
Oh, are they?
Oh, they are?
Jen, what month of the year is likely to spawn the most hurricanes?
August.
September.
September, and item number four, what will you be removing,
be
Jen?
The bra.
The bra's coming off here.
What Buzz was screaming about.
There they are.
That's pretty. Are they real? Yes. They're very firm.
Turn around. I like your commentary, Jen.
Very good.
Like, very pretty. Seems so firm. Are they real?
Very firm.
Kate.
Kate is down to two items. I'm sorry, one item of clothing. Sorry, Kate.
Okay. Wait, I just want to say hello to my Daryl Hannah lookalike friend that's in the waiting room right now.
Yeah, I saw her out in the lobby. Yes.
Kate, all girl.
She didn't want to play, though, huh?
She's just my driver.
Your driver? Okay, yeah. Very good.
Kate, where would you look for a uvula?
In your throat.
In your throat, that's right.
Another correct answer. Kate hangs in there. Way to go.
Gary?
Yeah. Gary is down to two items of clothing.
Gary.
Gary
I discern what? Gary Pesh. Who said that? Jesus.
Lisa. Gary Pesh. I'm Gary Pesh, and I'm pleased to be playing strip trivia. Whose debut album was titled Pieces of You?
Jewel.
Right.
Another correct answer. You hang in there, Gary.
Molly.
Molly's also down to two items of clothing.
Jen, what do you think of Molly's breasts?
She's thinking that they're pretty, too.
They're pretty too. She was checking them out. She was checking them out pretty well, too. Absolutely.
What were the only two states to offer legalized gambling in the 1970s?
Oh, my God. Okay. Nevada and Connecticut?
New Jersey.
Item number four. What will you be removing, Molly?
I'm going to take my pants off.
The pants are coming off here.
She's down just to her underpants.
And what pretty little panties they are. The guys love the panties. Jim.
Yes, sir.
Jim is our leader by leaps and bounds. Jim is lapping the field today, so to speak.
What industry was the subject of Upton Sinclair's book, The Jungle?
The meatpacking industry.
Yeah, that is another correct answer.
As you were reading that, the second you said the title, he puts his hand up. He knew. He wanted you to stop just so he could... He's
pissing me off. Weird Jim is really... it could be an overwhelming victory for Weird.
Nicole
is down to three items of clothing and has the pierced...
taints.
Baguette, or whatever the hell it is. What the hell?
What would you call people from Oxford? What?
Yeah, Brits.
Brits? No.
Somebody said pricks.
Oxonians.
And it's item number three. What will you be removing, Nicole?
My bra.
Your bra! Well.
All right.
Take your time.
Fantastic. Guys are enjoying this. Yes, and we have the Lady Godiva looks right now.
Hey, you can push that hair back.
Yeah, this is compliments of Ryan. Thank you very much.
All right.
And.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, Jennifer. Come on, Jennifer. What do you think of those?
Very natural.
Very natural. Yes, very much so.
No, it's good. I like the effect. I like her little...
And that's the end of round number six, Bob.
Would you describe them as pretty, Jennifer?
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
My face right now.
Very close to your face. You know, do we have time? Yes, we have time for one more lightning.
We go to round number seven with a lot of people on the bubble.
Okay, here we go. Donna.
Donna is down to her last.
Donna.
What?
What do you call ocean vents gushing superheated water?
those thingies. I don't know. Synonyms.
Black smokers.
And that's it, Donna. It's time for you to take off that top.
This is not pretty. I have three children and stretch marks, for God's sake.
That's
come
all
on,
right.
Donna, who does?
Everybody gets taken on Strip Trivia. Here we go. All right, come on, Donna.
The Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.